for society and the constitution. Baby, won't you marry me? Later for the politics, religious folks and hypocrites. Loving you is all I need. Baby, won't you marry me?
Now I'll be damned if I have to hesitate on saying I do, because the public won't acknowledge my love for you. They ain't slanging no checks from under this roof right here. You don't hear me though, I promise you to do the best I can. I'm on both knees asking you to be your man. I'm talking wedding dance, diamond rings and things that bling. A ceremony held that it goes for a long way. Because
I know it's you, the one I really wanna give my life to. The one I wanna give my life to.
That ain't relative to us. We'll object to a union and invitation. No matter, as long as we got the rings and best man, true family and good friends. Oh yeah, and one more correction: you won't be my lover anymore. You'll be my husband, a wife.
I know it's
the one I really wanna give my life to.
The one I wanna give my life to.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
It's 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the West Coast, and for those of you who supported Prop 8, it's the year 2010, which means it's midnight here in the throbbing heart of the Montrose. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the longest-running producer of this show.
And I'm Wes Laverne, the newest producer of the show.
Well,
I had to bring in the alternative one, I thought.
Yeah, of course. Big news.
I like that one.
It's huge. It's wonderful. People are dancing in the streets.
Yeah, but they could have found a better song to be dancing to.
Yeah, well. That was Marry Me by Tori Fix.
Yeah, that's not what they were dancing to, though.
Oh.
Showed the video they had from San Francisco, I think it was.
Yeah.
And when they finally decided that it was official, once the lesbian saw it in her crackberry and announced the word, shall we call it? Shall we call it? Then they started singing, what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Gross.
If I'd known that was what they were going to sing, I would have probably gone on the Prop 8 proponent side.
At least it was done by a lesbian.
The original song?
Dusty Springfield.
I thought she was bi.
Well, that's what she said at first, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, but no, considering the way they were singing it, I'm surprised she didn't come out of her grave on that one.
Really bad, huh?
It was... But one of the many things you found on YouTube this past week with the story and was covered of some of the different reactions.
Mm-hmm.
I might, if we have time, I might maybe play Stephen Colbert.
I bet that was good.
Of course, did his little take on that, which, and since earlier in the week he announced that apparently he's gay,
mm-hmm.
because his show doesn't have anybody repressing homosexuals.
Oh.
He didn't get knocked off on the GLAD list for repressing homosexuals, so that means he must have some homosexual on the show.
Yeah.
And he went through everybody on his show and he goes, well, it must be me.
I guess it is.
So... He had his little take on
okay.
that. So
see, I've been out of the country. I've spent an entire week in Vancouver, Canada.
With a straight couple.
Yeah.
That doesn't know you're gay.
Yeah, well, Stanley's business partners, they've got to know, but, it's just one of those things. They're very Republican. Nice people, but,
nice way of putting it.
Very conservative and...
Yeah, Judy told me that, my mouth starts up.
I know, how do they not know? Look at me!
It's like, and what the hell is Jimmy? I mean, they invited you to Vancouver because you worked, because of your relationship with Stanley. What do they think the relationship is? And,
well...
You're his personal secretary? Yeah.
Not quite. Anyway, it was fun.
You didn't take dictation at the office, you took it at... BJ's.
I took dictation at BJ's, yes, that's right. Vancouver's a lovely town. the host hotel was the Fairmont, which was running about $300 a room. So the nice straight couple, Tom and Kathy. Kathy looked around for a cheaper hotel and found one for $100 a night. And it's only 12 blocks away from the convention center. However, it happened to be the crack whore neighborhood.
Fun.
It was amazing. It was an adventure, I'll tell you.
Well, look at it this way. You found some Vancouver culture one way or another.
I certainly did.
Either you saw it or acquired it.
Yeah, they were really nice because they live in harmony with the regular neighborhood people, and, you know, it just all works out.
Well, you hear that about Vancouver, you know, because of their laxer.
Yes.
We leave it open. We leave it open, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we love it open.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
No, don't get all goatsy on the guy.
Sorry.
You're gonna scare him.
Oh, he knows me.
I know you, Jim.
Yeah, don't worry. He's harmless. He left his teeth at home.
Yes, yeah.
He's harmless. He left his teeth at home tonight.
Hey.
Oh, well, he was standing right there. I'm sorry.
Anyway, shout out to Daryl. One of our MBBs?
Yes. Though we didn't get a letter from Daryl this week.
Oh.
Though let's go ahead and we'll read these. We'll read our letters.
I'll get you someday.
Yeah. And your dog too.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't want your dog. Just you.
Well, we'll read these a little bit later on. But
I want to.
At least say there's poetry.
We're going
to
go ahead and say who we got letters from this week, but we'll read the letters later on the show.
Uh-huh.
David out in Midway. Let's see, Alejandro.
Ooh.
Yeah, Alejandro out in
sorry, I went all gaga on this for a moment.
Uh-huh.
And then Deep Cover's written us once again.
Hey, all right.
And he's sent more poetry along. So.
Of course, Daryl's in Rocheron.
Yes. But we didn't get a letter from Daryl this week, so but we know Daryl's listening in. So.
Absolutely.
But I do want to tell him that
not only do I have the outline, but I had fully intended to make sure it was the correct outline the next time I got to see him.
All righty then.
Okay.
All right, let's
see. What's going on in the neighborhood?
Why don't we move to
there are chairs in
why don't you go sit
place.
Down someplace?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're going to be on here.
Yeah, while they move in there.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Is this nude radio night?
No, not tonight.
Huh?
Not tonight.
Not tonight?
No, we got
Damn.
We got the kids tonight.
We've got a new guest.
But we got the kids tonight. So we got to behave.
We need to, you know, break him in, so to speak.
Yeah. You're always wanting to break something
in. I know.
Pardon our interruption as we move.
Anyway, things going on with the Houston GLBT Community Center. On Sunday, August 8th, Unhinged Productions has a rehearsal at the center from noon until 2:30, while Team Houston meets at the center at 4. On Tuesday, August 10th, the center hosts the monthly center dinner at One's a Meal, 812 West Timer at 6:30 p.m. And those are fun. And laid-back atmosphere, talk about what's going on. And on Thursday, August the 12th, the Center HIV Support Group meets at the center at 6 p.m. That's a great group, too. Saturday, August the 14th, Unhinged Productions rehearses again at 10 a.m. And the Center Volunteer League meets at the center at 1 p.m. Then the same day, the Get Ready for School event at the center collects dorm and school supplies. We'll be talking about that. I think Chris has got something on that.
Actually, I've got that.
Oh, you've got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody's got it.
Okay, I think Chris is next.
I am. I'm on my headphones. Hold on.
Ooh, what?
I couldn't hear myself.
That's probably best.
Oh, goodness.
The Empire of the World Sovereign.
He's gone for a week and comes back making jokes.
He got the good stuff while he was there.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my.
He traded 3 ounces of Stanley there for the good.
Oh, ouch.
Somebody up there was snorting at all the Jewish toxicologists to get the.
This ain't working.
I feel the urge to save money.
Yeah,
man, I want wood paneling. The Empire of the World Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star, Inc. and all the rest of the stuff. We'll be on Sunday.
Sunday.
August 8th. We'll be over at George Bar at 4 p.m. for Eat Eat on 8-8.
Eat Eat on 8-8?
Yeah.
Did he stutter?
Where are we eating?
It's box lunch and Scott Kenyon's box lunch.
Oh, I thought a box lunch was for lesbians.
No, that's a that's munch, not lunch.
Oh. And Scott Kenyon has a box?
Apparently.
Mm.
I saw him in a dress earlier on video.
How talented.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Like I said, the scariest thing, watching the Turnabout show.
With Scott Kenyon in a dress?
Yeah, I can't tell what was the scariest one in a dress. Scott Kenyon, Falcon, or Susan Hayes.
Susan. Let's go with Susan. I don't want the picture of her in a dress, no.
Yeah, I mean, they actually panned down a couple of times so you could see that she was actually there.
I'll bet. It's such a rarity.
Yeah. Then on August 13th at 8:30, they'll be at Tony's Corner Pocket for Well Blended, hosted by Susan Hayes, Alex Stroud, and Isabella Rose Mink.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on over at 11:30, with Chances, will be the King of Kings Preliminaries, hosted by Chris Volk. On August the 15th, 7 p.m. at the BRB, the Ladies of Distinction, hosted by Jennifer LaRue.
Mm-hmm.
Also with the Rhesus News, today they went on their casino bus trip Kashada.
And you went with them, didn't
you? I went with them. They raised $1,070 for their charities.
Wow. Nice. How did they do to raise money?
The ticket price. On that. So
great.
But I mean, they fed the hell out of us. I had more food thrown at me during this Rhesus bus trip than I do at a Big Men social.
You're kidding.
Wow.
I don't want to, you know, I normally don't want to see what my blood sugar level is. I definitely don't want to see it now.
Especially after you had that hamburger from Jack in the Box.
Ooh. Ouch.
There's a second one sitting over there, too.
Oh, he told on you.
It may not sit there for long if you're not careful.
I knew I should have brought it in here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mr. and Ms. Gay Pride Houston 2010, Eddie Taylor and Gay Nell, present Hay Bales and Barbed Wire, Two-Steppin' Country.
Ooh.
On Sunday.
Sunday.
August 8th, 2010, at 7 p.m. over at the BRB, 2400 Brazos, benefiting the TGRA. There's so many reasons to celebrate. Chief U.S. District Judge Vaughn Walker ruled on Wednesday the controversial Prop 8. Is it indeed a violation of constitutional rights? And
that's fabulous.
Blah, 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 blah. There's so much work to be done, and we need to move while the iron is hot. There's no better time to become active and show our lawmakers that we will accept nothing less than equal rights. The Fort Bend LGBT Political Caucus will begin screening and endorsing candidates for the upcoming November election very soon.
Good for them.
We've arranged for several upcoming events that will not only allow us to get to know one another and build friendships and rapport, but also get important work done to show Fort Bend that we are a serious presence and we are politically active.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, August 9th, there will be a happy hour social starting at 6:30 p.m. over at the Vineyard Wine Bar and Bistro, 16135 City Walk. City Walk.
Gotcha.
You have to watch South Park to get the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Sugarland Town Center. Complimentary for appetizers during the first hour. There'll be a general membership meeting on Wednesday, August 11th from 6:30 to 7. There'll be socializing. The meeting begins promptly at 7 at La Madeleine, 2675 Town Center Boulevard.
Wow.
And then on Sunday.
Sunday.
September 12th, there'll be a kickoff fundraiser from 2 to 5 p.m. Special guest, Mayor Anise Parker.
Wow.
This is all part of the Fort Bend LGBT Political Caucus.
Where's the fundraiser?
More details to follow.
Okay.
Still a month and a half away.
Gotcha.
Find them on Facebook under Fort Bend LGBT Political Caucus and on Twitter at FBLG.
Try that again.
Take two. Twitter is FBLGBTCAUCUS.
Wow.
Ooh. At least with them, you don't have to buy a vowel.
Yeah.
The Hatch Spry Film Festival continues on August 10th. This will be on Tuesday afternoon, starting at noon, at Room 101 of the GLBT Cultural Center, 401 Bernard.
August 10th will be the And the Band Played On.
Wow.
Followed by Better Than Chocolate. Are you moaning because of the movie or just the fact I said chocolate?
Just the thought of what I consider better than chocolate.
You should be afraid.
He did move over. Did you notice that?
August 17th, Transamerica, followed by In and Out. August 24th, Amy and Jaguar, followed by La Cage Falls. Once again, this is open for Hatch, which is 13 to 20. You'll hear them later on in the show.
Yes.
And Spry, which is 60 and older. The event is free to these people because it's a matinee and their ages, they'll get in free anyway.
Yeah.
You get the discounts for the youngins and the oldins.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You have to hit 65 to get them all. I'm not there yet.
No comment.
Just about.
Stop.
Hey, there's places where you can get your discounts now.
Where?
Kroger.
When you're 62?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you go sign up with them, and then anything you buy that's Kroger brand, you get 10% off.
No kidding.
No, yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
I only know that because, remember, you're as old as my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He has that discount.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to meet him, and you keep not bringing him.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
There's a nifty story and a half.
Remind me not to click on that link.
Who's going to get TGRA's 2010 funds?
I don't know.
This is a call to any organization that would like to be considered as a possible benefactor for the Texas Gay Rodeo Association Houston's 2010 Community Charities.
Ooh.
They have established a deadline of August 11th, 2010, to notify TGRA that you would like to be considered.
Wow.
On August 18th, 2010, 7 p.m. at the Brazos River Bottom, we'll be having a presentation night. A representative from your organization will need to make a presentation to our membership to be considered. Each organization will be allowed 5 to 7 minutes for presentation. If you have any other questions, feel free to contact the TGRA Association's fundraising coordinator, Stephen Harvard. Emails can be directed to stephen.harvard.
Harvard is a, or Harvard?
Harvard, I'm sorry. Harvard without the first R.
Yeah.
Harvard. There we go, I'll just say it that way. Harvard.
Alrighty then.
At yahoo.com.
So, Stephen with a PH or a V?
V.
V. Stephen Havard. Okay.
S-T-E-V-E-N period H-A-V-A-R-D at Yahoo.
I see. So, they're having their begging and pleading meeting, huh?
No, people are begging and pleading to them.
That's what I mean.
No. Hey, speaking of begging and pleading.
Yes. No kidding.
Pledge drive.
It is, yes. Pledge drive.
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
Try that a little bit slower.
Here, I'll go into daytime mode. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
Okay.
713-526. Call now. 713-526-5738.
Yeah, because if you call now and we get our goal, then we can get my teeth in and continue with the show.
With your pledge of support for $350, we can get Jimmy's mouth fixed.
I know what would fix my mouth.
Moving on with the announcements.
Okay.
You can also go over to kpft.org and place your pledge there, either on the PayPal or just hit the tip button.
Yep. The Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star Inc. presents the King of Kings and the Queen of Queens contest.
Yeah, I know.
But you didn't do all of it. You only did the King of Kings on August 13th. On August 20th is the Queen of Queens preliminary. And on August 21st is the finale and crowning of the King of Kings and the Queen of Queens 2010.
Wow.
All showtimes start at 11:30 p.m.
Woo!
All taking place over at Chances, 1100 Westheimer.
Is that on a Saturday night?
No, that's actually, I think that's on a Friday. Let me see. Yeah, it's on a Friday night.
Oh, okay. So we could actually go to that.
Yep.
Yes, we could.
Contest applications are available at cv402001@yahoo.com. The King of Kings is for the butchest lesbian,
ooh,
and the Queen of Queens is for the most lipstick lesbian.
Uh-huh.
All this is hosted by Imperial Prince Royal Chris Volk, and it looks like he's benefiting Sisters and MCC.
Yeah.
And 10% to Chaos, because it's... Okay.
So then
standard event.
The yeah. rumor that I've been hearing is not true. The Chances is closing.
That's an urban legend for every bar we have.
Okay.
Yeah. Hell, there's probably an urban legend saying KPFT is closing.
Yeah, well.
And we might if we don't get in that $350 worth of support at 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
Next.
The Houston GLBT Community Center is doing their student aid. The center helps college-bound students through supply drive.
Ooh.
The community center has announced an effort to collect dorm and school essentials for local college-bound students who are gay and whose parents recently withdrew their support due to their sexual orientation.
Wow.
Let's see.
That's really good.
There is a particular student that they're helping out with this. Uh-huh. They're withholding his name for privacy reasons.
Sure.
And he will be attending college in Minnesota in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
The center board of directors is asking the community, individuals, and businesses to donate items from a list that the student will need for his dorm room and for his studies. The sitters will accept donations at a Get Ready for School collection event on Saturday, August 14th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the center.
I'll bring the condoms.
Which is at 3400 Montrose, Suite 207. Donations will also be accepted prior to August 14th. The center also will accept financial donations, which will be used to purchase supplies for this student, as well as retail gift cards, donations, and donations are tax deductible. The student is a graduate of Yes Prep Southeast. Here's a list of following items that the center has compiled.
It's just the center stuff. Go to glbtcommunitycenter.org and they don't have it.
It's a short list that they have here.
Sheets.
Like sheets, blankets, comforter pillow, shower stuff, storage containers, a desk lamp, radio, clock radio.
You know, some of that stuff we should really make sure, you know, matches the personality of the person. So I'll check out the sheets. You want to check out and make sure the shower stuff works for him?
Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm. I'll check out the condoms.
That's not on the list, I don't think.
Condoms aren't on the list.
Depending on what they do in bed, I guess.
Okay. And, of course, next announcement here, celebrating the 20th anniversary of our very own Robert Kahn and
the
Lloyd
what?
The what?
The 25th anniversary.
The 20th.
No, it's the 25th.
It's their 25th.
He said the 20th. He said the 20th is the 25th.
Oh. I said 25th.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
It's going to be fun. You're as bad as Lloyd. He didn't know what year his anniversary was either.
Can we take a vote here?
I was here. He said 25th.
Okay.
Closer than you are.
Yeah, but you don't have headphones on.
Oh, well.
He doesn't need headphones on. He's sitting right next to me. Two shows, one night, Saturday, August 14th. Live, love, and never look back.
Mm-hmm.
First show is over at Tony's Corner Pocket at 8 p.m., hosted by Miss Regina Dane.
Oh, my.
And then moving on over to the Ripcord at 11 p.m. with a show hosted by Duke Cook.
Boy, I want to go to that, and I can't.
And all proceeds are to benefit the Omega House.
And
that's
nice. Something interesting about that Lloyd announced this last week with that.
Yeah.
For the Ladies in Face from Tony's.
Mm-hmm.
They will be able to get in at the Ripcord in Face.
Wow.
So, if you want to see something doubly scary at the Ripcord.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
Then the normal clientele, just wait till you see the drag queens.
Oh, my God. Drag queens at the Ripcord. What's next?
Can you imagine a drag queen put up on the St. Andrew's cross in the back?
Ooh,
oh, Jesus.
Yes, I can. And there's several I'd like to see there.
Oh, my. Moving on.
Ouch.
Would you like to put up your list?
Moving on.
Okay.
On August 21st, starting at 10 a.m. and going till 3 p.m., mm-hmm. is the TGRA Boots and Bubble Car Wash.
Ooh.
Over at Chances Bar, 1100 Westheimer.
That's all they're wearing?
Boots and bubbles, that's what
okay.
it says. Come on out and let the members...
No, it's going to be bubbles out in the bikini doing the car wash.
Oh!
Come on out
in a ditzy, bitsy, teeny, teeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Come on out and let the members of the TGRA Houston get all that dust and dirt off for you.
Mm-hmm.
Scrub your undercarriage.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I know what Jimmy's going to be doing.
Yeah.
At the same time, you'll be supporting our 2010 community charities. I am sure that it will be a sight to see. Hope to see everyone there.
What date is that?
That's on August 21st.
Okay, I'm putting it on my calendar.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Well,
so before you get up.
Yeah, I can make it by 2:30, I think.
And let's see here. Oh, Kindred Spirits are celebrating their 30th anniversary.
Yes, they are.
On August 28th from 7:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. over at the SPJST Lodge at 1435 Beale Street. Tickets are still $20 in advance per person and $25 at the door. For more information, just go to kindredspiritshouston.org.
They've got four or five different organizations that money goes to.
And my final one, on Saturday, August 28th at 6 p.m. over at EJ's, is the 30th anniversary of the celebration of the Sundance Cattle Company.
You're kidding me.
They're titling this A Touch of Class.
Whoa, they've got nerve.
They're going to have...
Was that my outside voice?
Yeah.
None of us have one and have an inside voice. Stop it. They're going to have a show, awards, their presentation of their new officers, and lots more.
Good.
And this is also going to benefit the PWA Holiday Charities.
This is at, where is this now?
EJ's. Okay. That's their home bar.
2517 Ralph Street.
It is.
What an appropriate name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we're done in on those.
Well, let's see who all we trashed on our tote board. Because that's the only thing we have on our tote board before we trash. Not any donations here to KPFT at 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
Well, we already have $20 because I kept that. You know, remember that guy that came in a couple of weeks ago?
I get kind of scared when anybody just walks into the station.
Yeah, I know.
I do too.
But he's a longtime listener, a straight guy, and he gave us a $20 donation.
Oh,
I held on to it.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I held on to it for tonight.
Guy who kind of looks like a college professor.
Yeah, he does. But I forgot it, so I'll bring it next week. Anyway, we've got for our after hours quickie tonight.
Oh, my.
Did you know you're going to be a quickie?
No, I hope you can perform real quick.
Yeah.
We already know he can.
I may be a lot of things, but I ain't quick.
We've got the Colt 45s. Now, who do we have?
We have with the vice president of Colt 45.
Okay. And?
I'm Stephen Bunch, treasurer and newest member of the Colt 45s.
Newest.
Knew my rear end.
Who knew your rear end?
Many people.
This just in, my phone was ringing here a second ago that I, you know, as you did, forgot to drop it off, and it's been a long, hot day. But we do have friends of the Colts, and we have one of our friends has offered to donate $100 to your cause for KPFT.
$100.
Wow. We'll either drop it off with you or get that check in the mail.
Thank you.
Nice.
Wow, that is nice.
So we have our first 120.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I was actually talking to them Friday, and I just haven't got the money for them, but it's something that they liked the fact that you were able to give time to the Colts and a lot of the other organizations here to highlight their events. And I wanted to make sure mention that.
That's what we're here for.
Anonymous, even though they get to vote on that darn board thing. but they wanted to make sure that you knew that we and our friends support you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, Edward?
Yes?
You're one of the newest members of the Colts, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And how's that working out?
Wonderful.
Somebody gets a phone call the day before from Philip saying, get over here.
Yeah.
You were called the day before?
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Yes, I was called yesterday.
Oh, see, Stephen got the call about 10 minutes ago.
I got a lot of calls. Nature and several other calls.
So tell us your views of the Colt 45s.
Well, I really enjoy being a Colt 45 member and stuff like that because I get a chance to get out there in the community and meet a lot of people in the community and stuff like that. And then I've also performed at different functions over there at the BRB and stuff
Easy
like that.
Easy, Jimmy.
And a lot of people over there at the BRB know me now as the vice president of Colt 45s. And I really enjoy it, you know. Colt 45 organization and stuff like that. I was very pleased, you know, with the organization and everything. And
I've noticed that they tend to put you on the spot quite a bit. I've seen you perform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
Jimmy, put your tongue back in
your
mouth.
Okay, I'm trying.
I have performed like at the Bunny Reject show.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it and stuff like that. And then they had a show at BRB last night that Phil couldn't be. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, he couldn't be there and
yeah.
stuff like that. So he
so
asked
you
me.
Had to represent.
I had to represent and stuff like that. And then the show that they had last night over the BRB, the funds was going towards the Code 45 mm-hmm. A Trouble Fund.
Ah, good.
And I'm glad to say that last night they raised $310.
Great.
For the Code 45
Great.
A
That's
Trouble
nice.
Fund. So thank you, Rick. He was one of the Bunny Reject. He won the Bunny Reject mm-hmm. for 2010.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, ah.
Peter Poppintail?
You know, Peter Poppintail. Peter Poppintail.
was his funny name?
I'll just yeah. bet he is, too. Yeah. So do the Colts have any upcoming fundraisers that you know of? Between the two of you?
Fundraisers?
Yeah.
I do know that there's a couple of things works, but the definite one I can tell you is one of our biggie events, November 6th, 7th.
Fall Harvest.
Oh, Fall Harvest.
Fall Harvest.
Great. Debate,
which we have been working with PWA Holiday Charities and several of the clubs of the country, Houston, Dreamcatchers,
mm-hmm.
Lariats, where we raise food and money through ourselves. It's basically a show that we've booked through us, and then we'll put the money through PWA and help out Resurrection MCC Food Pantry.
You bet.
And any toiletries and things like that we can... You know, we'll
mm-hmm.
look and try to get some toiletries for Omega House.
Good.
And we'll just try to help out a little bit.
Last sure.
We did $1,300 with the help of several friends. And boats load of good food.
Yeah.
Not that sauerkraut and succotash. Real food. It's amazing. The people
I
walk
like
in
sucking
with,
tash.
With, well, you know, there's a lot of things you like to...
But he moved away because you
There's
were
a lot of things you like
not
to...
Not that kind of tash, Jimmy.
Oh, sorry.
But yet people walk in with 2 and 3... cases in. I know Chris has had that in some of his raid for food.
Yeah, it's
people
amazing.
People don't just, you know, raid the pantry for the stuff that they know that nobody will touch with the 10-foot pole. You get some people that, you know, bring in lots of
bring in the good stuff.
Bring
yeah.
in the cases of ravioli and the chunky soups.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she doesn't like. Meals. Yeah, I've got some of the good, you know, the beef stew things. I go, who the hell would want to eat this? It's like,
yeah. No, you look. What you do is you look at the protein intake on these things.
Mm-hmm. We know you really, like your protein intake.
I do. Oh God, yes. But that's really
it's all about the protein.
Wrong protein, Jimmy.
Yeah, you know. Ever since I've been going to Lazarus House, they stress protein. So that's all I look for nowadays when I'm buying food is protein, protein, protein.
When he's buying food.
When? Well, yeah.
When he's not on his knees?
Nay.
He's praying for pudding at that time. He buys protein and he prays for pudding.
Oh, he went there. I love it.
Is that what they call that now?
Yes, it's... Oh, boy, is it ever.
Ay,
oh.
It was a shot in the dark, but yeah. I took a chance.
Well, it's always a shot in the dark with Jimmy.
And, you know, the Christmas show...
That's why they're missing him in the eye.
That's my absolute favorite.
You know, we have... and it's going to be very different this year. Because,
oh.
you know, we're going to miss one of our longtime supporters, especially his credit card.
Yes, but you see...
The credit cards are still good.
I inherited half his estate.
Which is half his debt as well. Is that how that works? You get
the the credit card, you know, is ooh, yeah. I can really use the credit card this year.
We've joked about that and passed it. I know. Stanley was a big supporter of the Colts, whether he knew it or not.
He did, had no idea. No idea.
And boy, does Jimmy know how to use a credit card.
Oh, boy, howdy. I just Woo! Finished paying it off.
We will, in the next couple of weeks, we have not quite narrowed down that fabulous little item. If, mm-hmm. for those of you who don't know, that we have in the past given to different clubs, organizations, and individuals throughout the city. We've had like these little blank miniature Christmas trees one year. We've had stockings. We've had wreaths.
Mm-hmm.
They decorate in all sorts of elegant and
or
debaucherous ways.
Yes.
Or sometimes
Both.
And you auction them off, and it's fabulous.
That helps us raise money for our clients through the AIDS Trouble Fund, which, if I may interject again, is 713-524-6077. We do not have operators.
Okay, try that one more time.
713-524-6077.
And that number is?
That's for our AIDS Trouble Fund hotline if you need to get in touch with us to get an application. Right now, our the qualifications for the AIDS Trouble Fund, you must have a valid AIDS diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And we verify that through our form, through your doctor and your blood work.
Yeah.
You must also be on SSI.
Mm-hmm.
Mind blank. Disability.
Yeah. Because you're agency of last resort.
Right. We're agency of last resort. Right. We look for those people that kind of slip through the cracks, and some of those people, they don't have a lot of... they don't have a lot of other resources.
Sure.
I'm not saying that everybody has tons of resources, but I stress that now that you have a valid AIDS diagnosis, because we have been inundated. We get 25, 30 calls a day, and we don't have operators standing by because we're a volunteer organization.
Mm-hmm. That means every cent goes to the client.
We have people that are looking for assistance, whether it's for their prescriptions or for housing, because we know that there's a lot of these funding grants that are tied up in Congress at this point. There's a lot of these larger agencies that have been hit hard, and fortunately we help as many people as we can, but I do stress that AIDS diagnosis, because there's a lot of people that are HIV positive, but we have a narrow scope, which keeps our small organization precariously afloat. Yeah. We receive no government grants.
No.
We figure if we take that money, it opens the door to a lot of oversight, which we don't mind the oversight, but it's a lot of a wasted expenditure for that oversight.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, they've got them. The government's telling you how to spend it and what to do.
Any grants that we could get would take out of the mouths of other people that are getting them. So we're not going to fight somebody for the same dollar aspect. But we have our office space at the BRB, Brazos River Bottom. It's been donated for 33 years, our 34th anniversary.
That's amazing.
And you can also go to our website, colt45s.org, where you can download our application, as well as you can contact us through email. There's a lot of people big on the email, but we have literally been inundated somewhere between 25, sometimes as many as 35 calls a day.
Wow.
And these are
people who don't realize that it's for people with AIDS on SSD.
And going through some of those, I mean, there's a good 90, 95 that they see our name and our service through the Blue Book, which is actually blue this year.
It is?
The last two copies I got were purple, but I'm not...
it's that process.
They just see that what we help with, and they call us immediately, and it's terrible to have to do that.
Yeah.
But to go through and tell people that...
Sorry.
You know,
yeah. But you have to keep it narrow focused if you're going to be able to help the right people, the people you want to help. Yeah.
But we do work with a lot of other organizations that try to help those people as well, and they're just very massively just overwhelmed these last few weeks. Now that you know, there's some of that funding has been cut off from AFH and Legacy and some of those.
And it's going to get tighter the closer we get to the end of the year.
I mean, interrupt for that, but I'm just
this is stuff that people need to know. Yeah.
And but we'll work on our Christmas show, and all that money goes to our AIDS Trouble Fund as well.
Mm-hmm.
We don't pocket none of that money without telling you where it's going to go. So
that's right. That's
if you put a dollar towards us, and tell us where to put it, we'll stick it where we're supposed to put it.
I bet you will.
Can I help?
Every day, twice on Sunday.
Sunday. Yes.
Just slide the card.
Yep. I know the slap that slide it through, too.
We're toying with ideas. So I can throw some of these against the wall. We're talking with bringing back the stockings, perhaps.
Oh.
Santa hats, possibly.
Ooh.
Or teddy bears. You know, a lot of people do teddy bears, but not at Christmas time.
That's true.
And that would be kind of a challenge, you know, but we're thinking of Santa hats or teddy bears as really getting that little jockeying for position.
Uh-huh.
I have to go with the teddy bears.
It's going to be difficult decorating a teddy bear. Well, yes. But, you know, we can...
You make a sweater for him.
Christmas sweater.
Christmas sweater.
Out of navel lint.
Actually, you shave the bear.
So it would real be a, it's
you shave a real bear
can
and
can
then
I
use
help
that.
Collect that?
Yeah, that's your thing. And you could probably go to several of the bears and they would help donate.
Uh-huh.
Or even if it's army lint, we don't care.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Thank right, you, Stephen. That was a that was a Stephenism.
I was going to say, that's it. He's done.
For those at home or even if you're alone.
Let's see, which mic is he on again?
You guys are great. I just love the cults. And it's one of the best organizations we've got. You guys donate all your time, and I know it's when you become a cult, you've got a meeting almost every week, and so it's asking a lot out of the membership. So I really, really admire.
We're working
folks.
Social club, is
yeah.
Edward? You can talk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not right.
It's a working social club. It's a little bit different from a lot of people, but we are a Leather Levi Western organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be supporting our 35th anniversary the first weekend in June next year.
And neither of you are wearing leather, Levi.
Nope.
I left my leather home. Did you see how hot it is outside?
I got my leather.
It's way too hot outside.
Okay.
Did you see how hot it is outside?
That's work. It's working for you, too.
Hey, he's Jimmy, too busy Jimmy, checking over here.
Jimmy, the badge is a little more to the left.
Oh. Sorry.
Jimmy, yes. I told you about the tongue. Put it back in.
Give an old man a break, you know. I get my thrills where I can get them these days. Anyway.
You'd be surprised. Anyway.
But if we gave you a break, you couldn't, you know, at your age, it might not heal so fast.
Hey.
Then he just came back from break, so.
There it is. Came back from a break. I mean, it was gone a whole week.
Yeah, I was gone a whole week.
7 days does make a whole week.
It That's does.
You're correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not doing any of those puns, you know. I've dropped a couple of bad puns like that and it's just went over their head.
Well, we're always over Jimmy's head, but that's beside the point.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We actually speak down to Jimmy all the time.
Oh. What you be doing, Jimmy, that they speak down to you all the time?
I am on my knees, yes, praying.
Yeah.
To the God Prohippus.
Yes. That's right.
Something.
Yeah.
Prohippus, you said?
Yeah.
A Priapus.
Oh, Priapus. Okay.
Yes. I'd love that God.
So once again, the Colt 45s, how do we get in touch with y'all?
Yeah.
Do you need assistance?
You can go on a website, colt45s.org.
Colt45s.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call our hotline at
713-524-6077.
And that was a zero. Wow. That was not a symbol. There was not any sort of motion for Jimmy.
Yeah. You got
you're going to have to do a little bit more training with Robert Helms to get better at that.
Yeah. And well, you need to practice your coaching a little bit there.
My coaching?
Yeah.
Oh, slide, DiMaggio, slide.
Well, guys, thanks for being here.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
And we appreciate all the work you do at the Colt 45s.org.
Thank you.
So, we've got a little piece of music.
We sure do. A little bit of Sylvester.
Oh.
So,
and while you're listening to that, call in 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, and place your pledge of support. We're almost halfway there. We want to get further along.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I pity the fool.
Mm-hmm. So here's a little Sylvester in your ear while you're making that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sylvester.
Little Sylvester, Band of Gold. So.
Yeah, that's not the one with Tweety Bird people.
Yeah.
That is old school gay music that was kind of mainstreamish. Oh, people talking in the background. Big surprise.
No, it's clanking over there.
It was clanking in here. It was Brian.
No, it was Devin clanking these chairs out here.
I got a pick on you. Sorry.
Well, you know what happens when it's clanking. You hit bottom, you know. You just can't help it.
Yeah. All right. Joining us here in studio this week is Stage Door Inc.
Yay!
Boy, I'm talking about taking your direction.
Yeah, yay.
Jeez.
Yay.
Now, wait a minute. I just noticed something. You put the cute one next to you on purpose, didn't you?
He sat next to me.
Me?
Yeah. Yes, I was talking about you.
I try.
He's not bashful at all. He needs to come sit next to me.
Ooh.
Look here, Greedy.
He can share my mind.
Things to say about people?
Excuse me, Greedy bitch. You already have two.
I got room for more. I got a new place.
Randy would not be happy.
No, he wouldn't.
That's all right. He can come along, too.
The more the merrier.
I don't know about that. He's really new to this whole gay thing.
That's all right. We'll teach him very well.
Yes, yeah, so that by teaching him, it doesn't mean involving a rolled up newspaper, and that's not pretty. Having a right now with us is Stage Door Inc. Just started their production
and here I
of.
It was a litter box.
You need
sound effects.
You had to bring the toad, didn't you?
Stage Door Inc. is located at 284 Pasadena Town Square Boulevard.
Yeah, just because he took his position didn't mean he had to take his personality, too.
This position, does it involve hands and knees?
Yes, it does.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my. Oh, my.
This is the
and a lot of screws.
Screw E.
Wow. Well, you made another float? Oh.
To the cute boy?
For the one of the
all right. This is the cast and crew from Come Back to the 5 and 5.
It's going downhill fast.
And I don't have any PSAs to give us a break to try and regroup from.
No, but you do have a top hour in about 4 minutes.
Yes. So why don't y'all introduce who you are, what you are with the show.
Make it quick.
All you do is rattle off KPFT Houston and we're done. So.
I'm Lisa Tolman and I'm playing Stella May.
I'm Matt Butler, and I am playing Joe.
I'm Sydney Graham, and I'm playing Mona Thin.
I'm Heather Hanegriff, and I'm playing Sissy Thin with giant bazooms.
Yeah,
that's for the last thing.
And,
that was the plug for the
and I'm okay. Brian Sanchez, and I play her giant bazooms.
And yes. I bet you do it very well.
Oh, stunt double for the ovens.
Imagine the headshot for that.
Head what?
Those in the back?
Come here.
It must be really bright back there because there's one in the corner with sunglasses on.
You're going to feel so stupid in a moment.
Yes.
Yes, I am Cheryl.
Oh, never mind.
I play Mona. Now.
Mona now?
Then and now.
Oh, okay. Do you think I'd be used to the way you do this stunt casting with Alice?
I'm Brandy Brown, and I am stage manager.
Woo! Yeah. Holla.
I'm Dario, and I play the...
I
play the tickle there. From Italy.
Mwah.
Really.
Oh my.
I'm Mark Anthony Glover, and I'm the director of this crazy bunch. People that I guess aren't going to talk on microphone is Michelle, who is our social manager.
Not being very social.
No, she's not.
I was going to say.
She's the one who supplies the wine at the theater, so come visit her.
She must be the anti-social.
She brings the boxes?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Box of wine.
Honey, if she's serving wine, she doesn't have to be very social.
It doesn't work. Yeah. And then beside her is Miss Andrea, the newest...
victim?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, victim. The new victim of Stage Door.
Really?
And in the corner is Mark, our biggest fan. Woohoo!
Yay!
He's, The token blind guy at Safe Source.
Aww.
The stunt coordinator. There you go.
Oh, my. That ought to be fun.
He loves to listen to our shows.
I can think of a couple.
Could be worse. You could have said he was a set director, a set designer.
Oh. He probably could do that. He could also whip your ass.
Really?
The good one.
Good.
Sorry,
well,
Mark.
Well, Chris has got a date for tonight now.
No, because I'm not going down there till next week.
That gives you a week to prepare.
So, who are the newbies?
Wow. I got fingers pointed at me quite quickly.
That was fast.
The lesbians are like that, too. Fingers pointing at bosoms.
So. No. Crap. Yeah, we actually have microphones here.
Oh, look at there.
Yeah. It's that big black thing right there.
So, the reason they pointed it quickly is there's a standard question I have for the ones that are at Stage Door.
Okay.
And it's, why community theater and why this group?
Well,
remember, your paycheck counts on it.
I thought this was volunteer, Mark. You lied.
I'll increase your salary by 60.
Yes. You know, honestly, I wanted to keep really busy, and Brandy was already a part of this crazy family that I have been adopted into. And I have a great time doing it, and we have fun.
She likes to do it.
What, Dario?
You got the adoption papers?
I made a coloring drawing of them. Yeah, I got them. But I just kind of, I got sucked into the theater. I was always up. Apparently, I'm making sexual comments. I don't even...
Obviously, they didn't warn you about what type of show we are.
No.
They
did? Yeah, they did.
I said it goes south fast and stays there.
That's okay. Time. I like it.
We were south before the show started.
Thank you, Matt.
So she likes it when it goes south fast.
Yeah.
And stay there a long time.
So. There's a north.
Like I said, we were south before the show started. Come on now.
So, I just got sucked in and I'm gonna say it again because y'all are making me nervous. And
somebody forgot to feed her a new line.
They did. I now am a part of this wonderful, crazy family that I am so very appreciative for. So,
sucked in.
Ta-da!
Sucked in.
One more time. Sucked in. There you go.
I have to stop it and say, well, you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on this responsive commercial free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. You can find us on Facebook. Do a search of After Hours. You can also find Stage Door Inc. on there, too. If you friend one of us,
you'll get the other one.
Yeah, we're there.
Or you can visit us at www.stagedoorinc.com. com.
We are.
Would you just put him in a sweater vest science already?
I'm sorry, Brian. I couldn't hear you. I don't think you were noticing.
That was www.stagedoorinc.com.
And there's one more newbie.
Sydney.
Oh, you haven't been to
pull it down.
Not that gun.
Can I pull it? Oh, you're talking to her. Never
yeah.
Mind.
Yes.
Wrong. Yeah. Sydney.
He's not even blushing in the least bit. I love it.
Ah. I've seen another.
See me later. Give you my number.
Times. I'm
just clueless.
Here.
Just clueless.
I like that too.
Come on, sir.
Yeah, meet his other two. You'll clueless as.
Sydney.
All right, so you're a newbie to the show. Come on. Why community theater and why this group of people? Prison work release, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Community service.
Penance.
I don't know.
Juvenile detention.
Well, I just did my first show here, and then I stayed. I couldn't leave.
I've noticed that in the place.
We provide food and drink for her.
So. See, only a few have been able to chew their leg off and escape, and then some return and some just wander around aimlessly,
lost for the rest of their lives.
What?
Some get thrown out.
I'm not saying names. I just knew.
I heard you, Matt. Some disappear. I heard you, Matt.
For good.
I've hung around with
so
the.
We're okay with that. Yeah.
I've hung around these people enough that I know that...
What you got in your hand there?
It's a small flyer, because the poster's over there.
Woo! Poster?
It's on the table over there. It's a big one.
Oh.
Yeah, this time I'm going to make sure I got it, so we sent it to two email addresses.
Looking bad.
For all the people out there who don't know what we're looking at.
Here, let me put it up to the microphone so everybody can see it.
Yeah. Of our poster, which can be seen.
Our token blind guy
saw it. www.stagedoor.com.
Oh my God.
The play has come back to Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean. I will admit I haven't seen this movie either.
What?
That's a gay man.
That's what you told me about. That's what you told me about Steel Magnolias, and then I watched the movie Steel Magnolias, and where's the nude scenes in your play? Your production of it. But then again, you had an all woman cast, so no.
I think you saw the wrong Steel Magnolias.
And be careful, you're getting eyes from the right. Clarice was going to unleash a beast.
My, if looks could kill, Chris would be dead.
To come back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean.
What you got in your hand there?
Wait a minute, I got deja vu going on.
Someone feeding her to the same line?
She gets it from me, it's a syndrome.
Sardines!
So you just opened your production Friday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you run through the 29th. Performances Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Sunday.
I did it for Jimmy.
Sunday fun day.
He's on the back patio sucking a fag.
Oh, boy. Oh. Put those cigarettes down, Jimmy.
Yeah. Sunday's at 3 p.m. Now, the Stage Door, Inc. is in the Pasadena Town Square Mall. Kind of easy to find. It's the one with the lights on. It's getting darker in that place.
Yeah, well.
So true.
Rent's cheap. Shows are good. Whatever.
Yeah. Let's just put it this way. If you go into the place and they're not selling shoes, you've probably walked into the Stage Door.
Shoes or pinatas.
No. Or Hoochie Mama clothes. Yeah.
Okay, I have one question. I got a question for Mark. Yeah. Mark. Do you have a corn dog in this one?
No.
Damn it.
They've been cutting out the corn dogs.
We're the only place in the mall that doesn't have a clearance sign on it.
Someone else had it.
She serves food, but she doesn't have no bread, which is the continuous joke that people keep asking. Because she sends a character to go get bread. And, but she serves everything else. You have to come see this one, Wes.
Yeah, come see it.
If I can make my get my butt down to Pasadena.
In Spring.
Yeah,
give me a break. There was someone from Spring there last tonight.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, then. Well, I actually have incentive to come down for this
one. I love you, Wes.
I have incentive to come down for this one.
Yeah, because he's going to take him home.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm all bloody and stuff. Is that okay?
That's
all
right.
Okay.
We'll clean you up.
We'll clean you up real good.
Uh-huh.
He's good at cleaning up little boys.
Yes, I am.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Back to Stage Door, Inc.
And y'all just finished
Stick
your
around afterwards,
Children's
I'll show
Academy.
You.
Great segue there.
Well, no, because it was your last recent performance.
Yes.
That you had... that, you know, I kind of alluded to with the changing of characters with that. The way I've told everyone about how y'all did Alice changing sizes. And,
what you got in your hand over there?
There's that deja vu again.
No, of having, where Alice in the play goes from smaller to medium. The normal size and she shrinks and she gets larger.
Well, that's the way everyone should do it.
Sort of thing.
Like how it happens.
Yeah, but the epileptic seizures I got from the strobe light hitting me in the eye, you know.
Yeah. You know, I forgot to warn you about the strobe.
Yeah. Where my seat was right up. It was like...
What was that?
Small, medium, large.
Thank you.
Who turned on the dictaphone?
And then, of course, the traditional Stage Door twist of putting a male in a dress.
Well, to be honest with you, that was a Disney twist. It's written that way.
It's written a bit. The Queen of Hearts
Disney is written the Queen of Hearts to be played by a little boy.
So you have a more dynamic character. That's what it said. Something like that, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Even though
God bless Disney for supporting those fags.
Walt Disney is the most twisted few.
Oh, BQ. Yeah, BQ.
BQ.
We love you.
We love
you. And TLGB. Aww.
That stands for the little gay boy.
Can we announce what party was?
No. I'm sure you can figure it out.
In the world.
Yeah, that was...
Should we give a shout-out to Bailey and Kaylee as well?
You couldn't swing a hookah pipe around without hitting a cast member that was suspicious. I mean, I outed your cousin.
Whoa.
So what you got in your hand there?
Now I'm getting a stereo.
That's not
his former line. Just give us a phone number. Give us Stazier Inc. The phone number and the website.
Well, I was hoping that I could be the PSA, maybe.
No.
No? Okay.
And you've now released your 2010 schedule. 2011. And let's finish up here with the final performance of Stage Door Inc. on the show.
Why? We bring good theater and radio.
And we bring the blind guy. Yeah. He's real good for radio.
We do promote programming like that here at our station. We believe in diversity.
No.
The first was a secret in January, then followed up.
You gotta go down. Dario did it backwards. He's Italian, remember?
Aww.
Hey. Dario.
Okay. At least say it in Italian for me.
Molto bello.
Do it, Dario.
He doesn't remember. Sounds so dirty. Yeah, now, where do you keep him around?
Lavate la
for that. The February production is Over the River and Through the Woods.
It's not a beer event.
No, I just started reading this here. Nick is a single Italian-American guy from New Jersey.
Jersey. Ooh,
yeah, you got the Jersey. Look,
he's not joining him.
Italian-American.
Those are the titles of the first show. This could lead to lots of dirty things.
Over the River, Through the Woods, followed by On Golden Pond. Noises Off. The clean one, Willy Wonka Jr. It's about time. I need to piss that y'all dropped it.
Well, that's going to be pretty sticky.
That's the Summer Academy.
That was good.
All That Chocolate.
Followed by the Producers.
The exactly.
Your serious drama one, The Cover of Life in September. The Return of Rocky Horror in Woo! October for Halloween. And A Christmas Carol for December.
Yes, but read the Christmas Carol.
It's being adapted.
By?
Specifically for Stage Door. By myself. Was it with original music and lyrics by Mark.
The blind
guy. The token
guy.
Blind guy.
Blind Mark. Yeah, just don't call him the blind guy.
So it's going to be Christmas Carol with the Stage Door twists.
Uh-oh. We're in
not
trouble.
Not going to be set in a trailer park. Contrary to popular belief.
We're in trouble.
We're going to go to New Orleans for this one.
Ooh,
we're in trouble.
Happy Voodoo Mama Juju.
Oh, Lord, I'm scared.
You and me both.
Oh, man, really?
Tight casting.
There's tanning for that.
Wow.
StageDoorInc.com.
What I do?
So what you got in your hand over there?
Damn,
the opinions expressed here are not that of Stage Door Inc. or its affiliates.
Didn't we tell him he only has three lines and that's not one of them?
I can
They're
improv.
A very diverse
I can
too.
Improv.
Keep it up, and I'll tell him to get in one of the costumes from one of his last performances. Yes, go there and show him the police sergeant from what the butler saw.
The
which one?
The butler saw would have been much more.
The one where I'm naked, or the one where I'm not naked.
We always go for
the one where I was trying to sleep.
Well,
with anything,
I'd rather see that
one
naked.
Where I wasn't. Never mind.
That was the wrong one. That was in it. Good. Set it straight.
Yeah, be careful. She's Jewish. She pops up out of nowhere. There she is, and she'll disappear again.
That's all right. I know a bunch of Jews, so it's fine. They don't scare me.
You like subliminal messages?
StageDoorInc.com 832-582-766. Once again, right now, they're starting a production of Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean.
That's Stage Door Inc., the Center for the Performing Arts and Education. We are live theater at its finest.
I'm trying to give a plug for auditions, Cheryl. I'm trying to give a plug for auditions, and you interrupt me.
Auditions at Stage Door Inc., where we have live theater at its finest.
Really?
Promise.
What's the production you're having auditions for?
Auditions for Proof are tomorrow and Monday at 7. So you can go to the website to find out more information. Brian, that's your cue.
The website is www.stagedoorinc.com.
I'm sorry.
Told you could train them.
Or you can give us a call at 832-582-7606.
And you can also follow
Leave them. A message at the beep.
You can follow them on Twitter. You actually tweet.
I mean, yes, yes he does.
Will it to come out if I pull the mic away?
Yeah. Yes, he actually tweets very often.
And
yeah, we do.
Find him on Facebook.
We use that twatter a lot.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I put a thing up there. You were, you know. And I commented about the fact I tagged some pictures of one of the old pictures we had from Stage Tour on the After Hours Facebook. And all of a sudden, I got attacked by two big girls. You and Danny.
It goes really fast. Comes straight to my... Can I say ass? Ass.
Yeah. You can say ass.
Beep!
It's attached. I get everything. Yeah. You send me messages.
Your ass is attached?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wes sends me messages.
That's how I know you tweet a lot.
It's not as much as this one.
I remember when you were tweeting every 5 seconds.
That was during the Oscars.
Yes. It about drove my phone nuts.
Yeah, we had a tweet party at the theater for the Oscars. There was like 20 of us with computers all over the place.
That was fun.
It's probably the most technology in that mall. Oh.
Yeah, we are pretty much high tech there.
StageDoorInc.com, and like I said, go out and check the performance. I think I may be touring in a couple of people down next
cool.
Sunday.
Awesome, bring them down.
Possibly.
The storyline fits with the community, so very much so.
I didn't put a dollar in the chair. All right, StageRating.com. Come back to the 5 and Dime, Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean, for more information, go to StageRating.com or Facebook or all that stuff. You got music ready?
He's got something ready, but I'm not sure that it's music.
Oh, dear.
I've been asked to say...
Cheryl, get out.
What do you have in your hand?
I would tell you, but the last time we answered that question there, we were suspended for 4 weeks.
Well, I know what I want in my hand, but he's still on the other side of the glass there.
Hold on, we have to be clean there because we've got the hatchlings coming up here after this music interlude.
Yes.
Don't forget, you can also, this is our pledge drive, 713-526-5738, to call in your pledge of support for After Hours and KPFT, or you can go to kpft.org and click on the tip bucket there and donate that way. You know, you quit looking at porn for 5 seconds and go over and click the button.
It doesn't take any time at all.
For porn?
You can have more than one window.
No, the clicking on the tip cup.
Spoken with experience.
Well, I already know this anyway. I had 5 windows open today.
Heck yeah.
2 of them were porn.
Mahala.
But anyway, here's a little Nona in your ear.
Here's the music, and coming up is Hatch. Thank you guys from State Fair.
Words are never spoken.
to hold you. Erase the lies they've told you from your memory. If I was captain, I would sail the ocean of emotion. If I was shipwrecked, I would follow my heart out of the dark. Love would wash me ashore. Love would wash me ashore. Life isn't what it seems, nor is it otherwise. I know the hunger of hearts and minds going under. I uncover the years, and hurt turns into a river of tears.
He played mm-hmm. Nona Hendrix, and that was Off the Coast of Love, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I got to push this other stupid button. There. We're talking. He's the only one in there.
Oh. Oh, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Cypher Hatch.
Yay.
Hola.
By the way, y'all need to friend us.
Friend you? On Facebook?
On Facebook. That's right.
Okay. I decided to check and make sure that you were on there, and of course you are. And
of course.
So I sent you a friend invite.
Did you?
Because we're after hours. We've got a Facebook page.
Oh, I feel good now. my name is Akia, in case you want to friend me. Or actually, don't do that. That might scare me. Who are you?
I'm Max.
Yay. And this is Hatch. So Hatch is a GLBT youth organization for Houston area GLBT youth, go figure. And if you want to come hang out with us, you can catch us on Fridays from 7 to 10, on Sundays from 6 to 9, or on Tuesdays from 5 to 9. And if you want to get a hold of us in advance and check us out and make sure we're cool, you can go to www.hatchyouth.org. Or just Google Hatch, because, you know, it's a lot easier than typing all those words. Or you could call us. The Hatch number is 713-529-3590. We're going to give that number away at the end. So I'm going to say it one more time. 713-529-3590. And then another number you could call in case you're in an emergency or you need help, or you just really, really need someone to talk to, is the GLBT switchboard. The number for that is 713-529-3211. One more time, that's 713-529-3211. So, yeah, we're going to give both those numbers away again at the end of the show. But, yeah, at Hatch right now, we have a movie series happening on Tuesdays from noon to 5-ish. They're showing GLBT classics.
I have no idea what's showing this upcoming week, but last week we watched Debs, and I love Debs. So it was pretty, it was pretty great. That movie's pretty campy. Like, it makes me happy.
People say campy all the time, and I have no idea what that means.
Over the top.
Like, just overtly, like, just super gay. Super gay.
That's what it means? Okay.
Yeah. Super gay.
What is that even from?
Camp? I don't know. No, like, isn't there a movie called Camp?
Like, there probably is, but I don't think it came, campy came from camp.
Oh.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. But yeah. So I guess we can dive right into the show. We actually asked the Hachus what they wanted to talk about or hear us talk about on the radio show, because a lot of the Hachus can't come because it's like super late at night and stuff.
Right.
And I put forth the idea of talking about transgender issues. Just because we've actually had a really cool influx of transgender kids coming to Hatch, which is like awesome. It's like super cool. Because for a while there weren't that many. There weren't that many at all, but now there are a few, and it's really cool. And then also the stuff happening with, like, the Nikki Aragus case, you know, just stuff that transgender people have to go through, stuff like that. So that's kind of what we decided on. Yeah.
So is the Nikki case being talked about a lot at Hatch?
Like, here and there, but, like, not, like, you know, by and large, not really. A lot of people don't know the specifics.
Sure.
I'm playing with my mic, by the way. Like, a lot of people don't know the specifics of the case, and so they just kind of, you know, like, mention something they saw on TV or just read in the newspaper. But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to the case, like, a lot of details and a lot of, like, just documents and information and court cases tied to it, and so it's kind of hard to really have a firm grasp of everything that's going on.
You know, and this is really, really an important case, especially if you identify as being transgendered, because the result of this will determine whether or not and how you can get married, who you can get married to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of important things will come from this. So what actually is involved in this case? What are we talking about?
So, like, basic story, this woman, Nikki Aragus, she married her husband, Thomas, and he's a firefighter, and he died in the line of duty. And before she could, I guess, collect her survivor benefits, her late husband's mother and ex-wife decided that they wanted to file a junction. I don't know. I'm no lawyer.
Injunction.
And that one. That sounds right. They wanted to file one of those thingies and not let her collect benefits.
Right.
And
now, you can't just do that. You can't just say, hey, I want to prevent you from getting your husband's benefits, so I'm going to file an injunction. So
yeah.
What did they base that on?
They're basing it on the fact that she is transgendered. And there's a lot of stuff flying around the case saying that her husband knew, he didn't know, she had the surgery before they got married, that she got it after, which all of which seems almost completely irrelevant.
Except for legal reasons, it may be relevant. But yes, in terms of how a person identifies, it's completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
Whether if a person identifies as being transgendered,
mm-hmm.
or male to female, female to male, the genitalia doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's the mindset. It's who they feel they are inside, which may be contrary to what their outward genitalia presents themselves as being.
Yeah, and so that's basically the case, is that she's transgender, and so they're saying that she's a man, and Texas doesn't recognize same-sex marriages, thus their marriage is invalid, thus she gets no benefits.
But she was married, so how did that happen?
Well, she got married because she had the legal documentation to do so. She had a birth certificate that, you know, had her name and her new gender marker, which is female. And
which she had changed, correct?
Yeah, she had that changed before the marriage.
Okay.
And she presented that to a judge. And the judge was like, all right, that's all you need. You're married.
And Texas Family Code just recently was amended to allow
a changed birth certificate or birth certificate as legal documentation to be married.
Yeah, just like just in 2009 that happened. So.
Okay, so she was legally married to this man.
Yes, she was.
Okay.
She was legally married to them, and they just now want to decide that the marriage is invalid when it comes to her survivor benefits.
Right. And I think we're talking like $600,000. So
yeah.
It's a nice little chunk of change.
Yeah, half of which doesn't go to her anyway. It goes to his children.
So regardless of the injunction, his children would still get this money.
Yeah,
his children. So we're basically talking about just denying her as the spouse. The benefit. Okay.
Yeah, and it's really unfortunate because, like, they've completely frozen all of her assets. She has no access to her own money, and she was the breadwinner in the family. Her husband was a volunteer fireman, and so she was the primary source of income in the family, and they've frozen all of their assets, and so she's kind of just completely left out in the dark at this point.
And I've heard different things. I've heard that there's been documentation that the family actually knew and that he knew that she did get a gender reidentification or corrective surgery, genitalia corrective surgery. And then, but I know some of the documents they're throwing around in court are saying that they didn't know.
Yeah. There's a note, a statement that they signed saying that her husband signed saying that he didn't know. And Nikki signed it as well, but she went on to admit that that they lied in that statement just because they thought that they would lose his kids.
Okay, so there was a motivation, a fear of losing their children that motivated them to lie in a deposition.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's different. Now, what's the evidence that they knew beforehand?
Well, they have an email that she sent to him that pretty much is saying, I'm so excited, you know, got the surgery. You know, she called her genital the little thing, and she said it's gone. And, you know, in a reply email, he said, yeah, and I'm, you know, going to tell the family the good news, you know, things like that, that, you know, suggest that he knew. Like, and honestly, I don't understand how someone could not know. Well, not that they could not know, like...
Because she actually got the surgery 2 years after they were married.
Well, that's something else that's not really clear. Because there's a lot of stuff that says that she got it before. There's some stuff that says that she got it after. And the stuff that suggests that she got it after, you can't really say that he didn't know.
Right.
But all of it's completely irrelevant in the end. Whether or not he knew, it's really none of his business.
Sure.
Like, it really, it doesn't matter if he knew or not. Because he fell in love with her. He married the person that she is, not, you know, the person that she may have been at one point in time, or she may have, you know, appeared to be at one point in time. Like, honestly, like, if you get your appendix taken out, you don't need to tell your husband that, ever. If you got your appendix taken out when you're 20...
Yes, but this is a little bit more serious than having your appendix taken out.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, actually, I agree.
The men
with you
appreciate something, appreciate that part a little more than their appendix.
Right. I actually agree with where you're going with that, but it is a little bit more serious than getting your appendix taken.
Well, I mean, she doesn't need to disclose her medical history to him, is what I'm saying. That's.
But it seems clear enough that he knew that.
Yeah.
That Nikki had outwardly. Male genitalia. And I think I had read somewhere that there may have even been part of a birth defect in regards to the development of her male genitalia at the time.
Yeah, like I've been reading that, and there, like she said to interviewers that she had no internal female genitalia and that her external genitalia wasn't fully developed. It looked like that of a 2-year-old, which could, you know, suggest that she's intersexed.
Which is a whole other layer of complication to this.
Yeah.
Well, now...
And she herself, she says she doesn't identify as transgender. And, you know, she refers to the genitalia she had before as a birth defect. And what she means by that, does she mean that, like, it was actually... like, it was never fully developed? Or does she, you know, just mean, like, she's not supposed to have it? Which, in either case, you know, is valid.
Now, the Littleton case, which was decided in 1999, complicates this a little bit.
Yeah.
That court case basically defined a person's gender as being a combination of genitalia, gonads, and chromosomes.
Yeah.
So, based upon that decision, Nikki would be classified, I'm assuming, as a male.
Well, like, possibly, because, like, at no point have her chromosomes been tested. Like, in this case, they don't really know. But, like, I don't really understand how, like, they say it's, a combination of those three factors. Like, if it's all three, if it's two of the three, like, that doesn't really make sense to
me. Well, and I think that's a flaw in the decision.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then also what makes this interesting is the whole Texas Family Code change that the state legislature voted on and is part of law, which apparently Nikki, what was the husband's name?
Thomas,
okay. Apparently Nikki and Thomas followed that protocol.
Yeah.
And they established a legal license to be married.
Yeah, which, you know, at the time was recognized because it was valid. They did what they were supposed to do. And she did what she was supposed to do as far as having her legal documentation to get it done. So it's really, it's basically the state of Texas being like, you have to do this. Oh, wait, you did that. Let's take it back and change it.
Well, now, I've also heard that the Texas Family Code, the changes weren't necessarily motivated to allow transgendered people to be able to be married.
Yeah, no.
But you know what? So what? The law is the law.
Yeah.
And they followed it. So whatever the intention was, this is what the black and white statement is.
Yeah.
And apparently they followed those protocols and they were legally married.
Yeah. And just there's been a lot of, like, just smear campaign stuff against her character.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, this is a big case, and this whole case could determine the future of who can be married and who can't be married.
Mm-hmm.
In terms, specifically in terms of transgendered or intersexed issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's up with this Nikki lady?
She's nice.
You've actually got to meet her before.
Yeah, I got to meet her, and I didn't know who she was at the time. Like, she just introduced herself as Nikki, and I was like, hi, I'm Lakia. And then, like, a few minutes later, I heard her say her whole name, and I was like, ooh. And I felt like I was with a celebrity, which, you know, TV sensationalizes people.
Right.
So, yeah, but she's really nice, and she's a really cool lady. It just, you know, in her past, she's done things that aren't, I guess one could say, becoming of the trans community. It kind of puts a little bit of a negative light on some of the stuff that we're fighting for. But I mean, she's
like
a person. She messes up. Well, there have been like reports saying that she's been on like TV talk shows. Like, she's been on the Maury Povich Show and Sally Jesse Raphael and Jerry Springer. And she's done, like an ambush-style show where, like, she goes on and then she tells her partner that she used to be a boy. And the
partner didn't know, and it's all that sensational stuff.
Yeah, which, you know,
which, actually, there are components of this case that are claiming that exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That the family didn't know, that he didn't know. Although, I think that it's pretty clear he did know through the exchange of emails.
Yeah, like, through the exchange of emails, the fact that she's been on TV a few times. Like, if he wanted, like, honestly, he could have Googled her and found something on her. If, like, I don't know. Like, I Google everybody I meet just, like, for kicks and giggles. And, you know, just like, seriously, I like Googling people.
But it's, if she's presenting, herself as female, then is it really his responsibility to Google to confirm that?
Yeah, provided that he didn't know, quotation fingers. Like, nobody's going to just randomly Google their partner, like, I wonder what she used to be. Or
right, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think it wasn't a search to, you know, find her former life, just to see, like, haha, did you know there's a Nikki Aragoos in Maine who's a fish captain? Like, that's just really fun to do for me, is to Google people.
Sure.
I'm sorry if I haven't talked, y'all. I am terribly tired. It's past my bedtime, and I open tomorrow at work. I opened this morning. I haven't had much sleep.
Well, Max, what do you think about all of this?
I am not one for politics, so my view is complete. Like, it's not even on a political level. It's just that society is way behind, or not society, rather the laws of society are way behind.
And that's always the case.
Society's actual views.
And that's always the case. It takes a while for laws to catch up.
Yeah. And, like, when I think about it, like, one of the other reasons, like, I really haven't said anything is because I'm terribly angry about the situation. Like, when I'm angry, I can't really speak because nothing that comes out of my mouth is logical.
And this is a really personal issue for you.
Exactly.
So this isn't just hypothetical or theoretical. This
right.
is really your life, basically.
Exactly. Being a member of the transgender community, like, the outcome of this case will determine whether or not I can get married.
And who you can get married
and
to.
And who I can get married to.
Because there's actually, interestingly, another case where there's a male to female.
Mm-hmm.
So this person identifies as being a woman, although they were intersexed or classified as a male. And so she marries a woman.
Right.
So they're two women, but one of them was classified as a male before. And that's a legal marriage. Based upon the Littleton decision.
Right. Well, I mean, what a person does to get their way through the government is, you know, their business. And it just sucks that it, you know, has come back in a not beneficial way. But, like, I mean, I think about it from time to time because I am, you know, a female-to-male transgender person. And my sexuality, like, I'm bisexual, but I mostly, like, lean towards guys. So, like, to make it conversation short, like, I say I'm gay. And so that's going to hurt me, or not hurt me, but it's going to, like, affect me in the future whenever I do get my gender marker changed legally and, like, all my documents, like, put through. Like,
is that something you're planning on doing?
Yes, absolutely. And, like, I throw my hands up in the air at the situation. Like, who can I marry now? Like, obviously, I can't marry anyone.
Well, according to the Littleton decision, you can. You can marry... you could marry... I mean, get this right. You can marry a man. Legally. Even though you identify as a male.
But that's ridiculous, because then I would feel like to myself, like... It's just... Because, like, that would legally be a straight marriage, like, for the heteronormative, like, outlook.
And that's not how you would identify the relationship at all.
Exactly, it would be a gay marriage.
Right.
And so, like, that's completely not being true to myself.
I'm curious, what do you do if you meet a guy, you fall in love, and you want to get married? It sounds like there's these two sides. One side is saying, I want to get married, I have the opportunity to do it, I should do it. But the other side is, I identify as a gay male, and I can't marry my gay male partner, so what do you do?
Yeah, like, that's why I'm so upset. Like, I don't know what I would do, you know what I mean? Like, just this situation, like, all of these cases, like, put together, is just proving that society, like, the laws that govern society are, I can't say that on the radio, but it's BS. Like, I am so, like, upset.
You're
and, like,
upsetting.
Like, when you were talking about, like, the question of Nikki's character, like, what a person, like, who a person is, like, it really has nothing to do with the fact that their marriage is legal, or was legal, and he's passed away. And so she deserves her benefits because they were legally married.
And not only that, and I think a lot of people don't realize that, this, is that he actually named her specifically in the
as
death
benefit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the family, to me, seems to be motivated purely out of spite.
Yeah.
And apparently they didn't approve what their son or the ex-husband did.
Which is ridiculous, because they have nothing to do with this situation. This was a marriage between two people and not their like the rest of them. And, like, the ex-wife, like, who is she? What is she doing? Why?
Like, to me, what it sounds like is she wants the rest of the stuff just because, like, I don't know. Like, it wouldn't go to her. It would go to the kids. Thus, it would go to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if the kids get $600,000 instead of $300,000, she gets $600,000 because they live with her.
Yeah.
It hurts her case that she lied in the deposition, which is legal documents. But I think you can't just look at it that by itself.
Yeah.
Because there was strong motivation to protect their children and to protect their relationship with their children legally. So, yeah, the character Thane's been thrown around a lot with Nikki. But, I mean, so what?
It's unimportant. Like Lakia has said, it's irrelevant, who she is as a person. It's just that she's a human. She's human, and she deserves her rights.
When it comes right down to it, I think if you ask parents what they would do to protect their relationship with their children, legally securing their right to parent their children or the relationship with their children, I think most people would lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If it came down to they were going to take my kids away, or I lie and say I didn't know about this, I'm going to lie. Because he loves his kids, obviously. He doesn't want to lose them. He doesn't want them to say that, you can't have, the children around this transgender woman. That's rude, first of all. That's really rude.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know. You could penalize him for that, but it just really shows the compassion that he had and that he loved his wife and that he wanted her to be a part of his kids' lives because he wanted them to be together as a family. That's what that says to me. But,
I haven't even really, heard the depths of this part of the situation about the children. I've heard, this part that we had just spoken about, but I haven't heard, why there was even...
And, I really don't know much about that either. I think that... And I don't know. Gosh, I hazard to say anything because I'm unsure of it. But I think maybe that the ex-wife may have been trying to prevent access for the father to see the children. I don't know that for sure, though.
Yeah, that's really disturbing.
It is.
That she has such a problem with it. That she's so unhappy with the way he's living his life that she's going to take things away from his new wife and take, his kids away from him. And it's just
even still, it could not even be about discrimination or hatred towards Nikki is. It could very well be that the ex-wife is just trying to go out for personal gain.
I that could be, but I think the motivation for the parents, for his parents, different.
And she's I don't know the person. I don't know this lady. I don't know her motives. I don't know anything like that. But there are possibilities, and she could very well be using this situation as an excuse to get her hands on some of that money. And,
it's definitely implied that they disapproved.
Yeah.
That the family, that the parents disapproved of this relationship.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me. I can't imagine any reason why your ex-wife would come into any marriage.
And the whole argument that the family is making is that these were two men and Texas law prohibits gay marriage.
And see, that's another thing, I don't know what I'm going to do about, okay, I'm going to be in a relationship with a guy and he's going to be completely, A-okay about it. Just the fact that if it goes to that step and me meeting the parents, is it necessary for him to tell the parents, that part about my life? Is that necessary for them to know? And even still, if we happen to tell them, what are their reactions going to be and how is it going to affect my relationship? I really feel like it shouldn't affect the relationship. I feel like it's unimportant, for them to even know. But, I don't know. I feel like a lot of...
Well, I think it would be a decision that the two of you made, obviously.
Yeah.
Would you want them to know?
I don't know. I don't really feel like it's any of their business. I don't.
When do you decide to tell someone that you're transgendered?
Well, with the crew that I roll with, I stay with the gays. And so... Everyone knows, it's not a secret, and, I have, there are a lot of, trans guys or trans women who have, decided to live the stealth life, and I've thought about it a couple times, and it's, I don't think that would be good for my community, because there are tons of, like, trans guys, young trans guys out there who are just now experiencing this, and they're realizing who they are, and then they have no one to turn to if everybody is stealth.
Mm-hmm. Right, sure.
And, like, they'll have no support. Like, I found the majority of my support, like when I first came out, I found the majority of my support, like, on YouTube. A lot of guys who had chose to not only not live in stealth, but be completely open about it on the internet. Like, make videos about, like, documenting their transition and all of that.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, whoa, like, there are more of me out there. And so,
right.
Like, and then if I'm living stealth, then I can't be that avenue for someone else.
And when we're talking about stealth, we're talking about you identifying as a man.
Well, no, it's... I mean, I identify as a man. Like,
or are you telling people they are? See, what I'm wondering is, at some point, your circle of people around you are going to expand. You're going to go to school, college, graduate. You're going to get a job. You're going to be in a professional setting. Maybe it's GLBT friendly in that circle. Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
So when you go to introduce yourself, and no one goes, "Hi, I'm a man. My name's Brendan." I don't do that. But in your circle of relationships that you have extended out of your GLBT family,
mm-hmm.
do you say, "My name is Max"?
Yeah.
"I'm transgendered"?
No.
Or "my name is Max"? Leave it at that.
Well, very interesting. I just got a job recently, and I'm not going to tell you guys where it is because that's creepy. But I just got a job, and my general manager is actually a partner of a friend of mine, and, you know, he's gay. And he hired, like, he already knew, like the way he met me was through the GLBT community. And so...
Makes it easier.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so, like, he's the general manager. And, like, I really don't know if he talked to everybody before they hired me or anything like that, but everybody is super great. Like, I know that I don't pass 100% of the time. Like, I get mammed by customers, like, all the time. Makes me angry, but, I mean, it happens. And, like, I haven't started testosterone yet. So, like, it's bound to happen. But, like, on the job, like, my name tag says Max. Like, he's made it, like, so very easy for me to transition on the job that, like, I don't even know. I think I have a total of, like, 15 coworkers. Not including the managers, and, like, only three of them, maybe two, just two, like, know that I'm trans.
Right.
And, like, if the others know, like, it's not in question, it's not, like, it's just, that's Max.
Right.
And, like, even when customers, like, say, "Ma'am," like, earlier today, like, I got ma'amed a lot today, it was really weird, and just, like, ugh, but... So, my coworker, he turns to me, he's like, "That lady just called you a chick." And I was like, "I know, like, what in the world?" He was like, "Some people are just stupid." And, like, he knows I'm trans.
Right.
And it's just like, I don't know, it's awesome. But it's really easy, like, transitioning on a job. And it's not like I go around saying, "Oh, I'm trans." Like, you know,
sure.
Da, 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 da. It's just, like, if it comes up in conversation, it does. Like, I'm not going to hide it.
Right.
It's not a secret. Like, it's just...
I wonder if there will come a point where you lose that identity or self-identification as being transgendered.
And I've also thought about that after... Like, a lot of trans guys, it's really interesting, like, when I've viewed this. Like, there are the trans guys who, like, you see, and they're just starting testosterone, and so... They still have, you know, a little bit of their feminine features. Like, testosterone really takes, like, complete and full effect, like, great effect after about a year on testosterone.
Yeah.
And, like, I've seen, like, guys after that, and I've seen guys, like, way before that year mark. And it's very interesting, like, the group of guys before the year mark are very, like, trans-oriented. And then after the year mark, like... I'm not saying that they're all, like, not trans-oriented, because I know a lot of guys who, like, after the year mark are so trans-oriented, but, like, they pass so well, like, it's not even, like, a question, so it never comes up, and, like, they're not intentionally living stealth, but, like, it's just whatever, like, it happens, but it's how It's where we all want to be, though.
Right, sure.
And, like, it just gets to the point, I'm sure it gets to the point for them where it's just...
You know, if you feel like you're a man inside,
mm-hmm.
and you always have been, then, you know, I'm wondering... I understand the technical definition of transgendered, but I'm wondering it, at some point it's something you just let go.
What do you mean by
the transgendered identity?
Like you like eventually stop being trans man and just man and
yeah,
and,
okay. Like
it, yeah. I don't know. I try to remember like where I've been, and though it's hard and like it really like. Tweaks with my dysphoria and like makes it affect me a little bit more, like I think it's really important to remember where you've been in your life.
Sure. I think
like for true. Anybody in any walk of life, like it's very important to remember where you've been, because there are experiences in that particular like lifetime where that, you know, come in handy,
right.
and teach you lessons, and right. if you forget about your past, then you really don't know.
Need to repeat it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's somewhat similar, not really, but somewhat similar to people who are gay and living in the closet and presenting themselves outwardly as if they're straight.
Yeah.
Not exactly the same thing, but
close.
But in terms of someone identifying and being known as gay, I think that's the important part, so that your neighbor now knows a gay person. Someone in your family now knows that they're related to someone who's gay, and so that you become a role model, and
yeah.
you let other people know that, hey, you know, you can be happy, you can live a normal life, you can have a job, you can be out, and it doesn't, and it's just the same as if you were straight.
It's kind of sort of what happened with my mom. Like, I came out as trans, and like it's still really, really, really touchy with my mom. Like, she's trying though. Like last year. I don't know if we have, like, super, like...
Hardcore listeners,
but I was kicked out of my mom's house last summer, and... because I was trans. And, I was pretty much homeless all summer with the good graces of my friends and whatnot. Like, you know, I made it through the summer. But, maybe October, I think it was around October, she, like... I had absolutely nowhere else to go. I had no choice. And I was like, look, I try to do the things that you want me to do. Just let me back in the house. And so, like, she let me back in the house. And, like, ever since then, like, she's been trying.
Sure.
She's been trying. And, like, before then, before I was kicked out, I kind of, like, I had already come out to her. But she was just, you know, taking her time, biding her time and all that. And I invited my friend, one of my best friends from, he lives in Dallas. And he probably wasn't the first trans person I met. Yeah, he wasn't the first trans person I met. But he was, like, the first trans person that directly affected me. And it's a really cool story, but I'd rather not, like, go into it because it's, yeah. But, basically, we were talking, and I was talking to him before he came out to me as trans. And so, like, whenever I was like, okay, you know, well, let's do this, you know? And he was like, well, actually, I have to tell you something. And I was like, what? He was like, well, I'm female to male transgender, and I plan on transitioning, da 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 da. And I was like, whoa, WTF. And so, this was before I had come out to myself. This is way, way back when I was like, almost forever ago. And then, like, we kind of, like, slowly, like, fell apart. And then I was like, whoa, wait a minute. This is me. Like, whoa. And so, yeah. But now we're best friends, and it's pretty awesome. But I brought him from Dallas. Well, he drove from Dallas to visit me, and he spent the night. And my mom met him. And, like, at first, she really just was like, who is this person spending the night? And, like, she didn't really, like... I don't think she knew what gender he was. She was just like, who is this person? And then, like, she called him she. And I was like, that's a guy. Like, he's a guy. And he has, you know, a little bit of facial hair. This was before his 1 year on T. And she was like, oh, okay, is he like you? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, he is. Okay. And I made it a point to stress the he. Like, right, sure. Stress the pronouns. Like, yes, he. And then...
Sorry.
Yeah. So then, yeah. I don't know. With familiarity. What is that word? Familiarity? I don't know how to say the word because I'm tired. But people...
Familiarity? I can't say it.
I can't say it, yeah. But yeah, what people grow accustomed to, if they see it, and like they'll just be like, okay, well then, you know, I know so and so, he's gay, right. So they're all good,
right?
They're right, yeah. But yeah, like I think that was a turning point in my mom's like outlook, just a little bit, because at first she was like, oh, this is make believe, this is ridiculous, this is outlandish, like. This stuff doesn't happen. And then she met my trans friend, and she's like, oh, well then, okay. I guess it does happen elsewhere.
All right.
But yeah.
Yeah. I think education is, like, super important. Just, like, not even just educating. Like, educating everyone. Because, like, there's a lot of people in our community who are so clueless, and it's so unfortunate.
Yep.
Well, Lakia, you were mentioning that you wanted to go into gender studies and specifically transgender issues. Now, what motivates you to... What drives your passion?
I just really feel like the transgender community is underappreciated, underknown about. That's not really a word.
Underrepresented.
Like, they're underrepresented. Like, they are just...
And Licky, you are not transgender.
And I'm not trans. Funny story. Just real quick. At Hatch the other day, like, we had a person come in, and they had never met a trans person before. They didn't really even know what trans was. And we had another, we had a trans person there, and she had mentioned she was transgender, and this person was like, not to be offensive, but what does that mean? And the transgender young lady, she's like, I'm not the person to ask about that. And everyone in the room looked at me. And I was like, first of all, Lakia's not trans. She just likes to read about it. Just so you know.
Yeah, when people ask me weird questions like that, I'm always like, why don't you ask Lakia? Like, it's not that I don't know the answers. It's just that I'd rather not talk about it.
I have to step in real quick and let everyone know that you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. You can check us out on Facebook. We're a part of that. I killed your mics now, so.
I just took my headphones off, and, like, I just got a new piercing, like, the other day, and I was like, ah. Too many holes in my ear because it hurts.
It looks good.
Oh, well, thank you. It actually looked a lot cooler. Like, it was a vertical industrial, but the top part of it started rejecting, so I had to take it out. Oh. Sad stuff. But anywho, what were we talking about?
Oh, what motivates you to... your drive for transgender issues.
I just, you know, I see a lot of... I feel like the transgender community has a lot of need for advocates. I feel like they're a very overlooked community, and, like, sometimes an underdeveloped community. Like, I feel like Houston has one of the coolest trans communities around. I definitely think they have one of the coolest ones in Texas. No offense to anybody else in Texas, but, you know, you should definitely stop by Houston.
Because Houston.
Because we're cool. And, you know, I like seeing the community develop. And I like educating people, because people don't know about, like, trans people. Like, other gay, lesbian, bisexual people don't know, a lot of them, like, about transgender people. And I like to educate them, because that's a potential bad situation that doesn't have to happen. That's them potentially offending someone that they don't, like, they could unintentionally offend someone, like, not meaning to call, you know, a woman he, you know, but they're undereducated, and I feel like I can aid that.
Ooh, I'm offended daily. I don't take it personally most of the time. I do get a little irritated at work, but, like...
You know, there's a danger. This Nikki case and the definition of transgendered in marriage and all of this that's going to happen could very well be decided by people who don't know they know a transgendered person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could be decided by people who may never have come into contact, potentially, with a transgender person. And may, before this came up, may have known nothing about transgendered, intersexed, or any of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's scary.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I choose not to live in stealth. Like,
and probably one of the reasons you feel as strongly as you do about this issue.
Yeah, like my buddy Kenny told me that, like, in the United States there's as many transgender or intersex, or not, I don't know if you said intersex, but transgender people as there are redheads. So, I mean, if you ran into three redheads during the day, I mean, depending on the region also, you know, I mean, whatever. But there's a possibility you also ran into three transgender people that day. Just like, you know, the six is the same. Which, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like they're so underrepresented. And, like, you know, being a minority, being a lesbian, just, you know, having a lot of societal things against me, seeing another community that's also, like, just not being respected and represented, and, like, that just really bothers me, because it just, I don't know, people group transgender in with, like, gay and lesbian issues, and they have completely different issues that gay and lesbian people don't have to deal with. Like, we are all one big, like, family, happy face. I totally love the concept of GLBT, all being together, but they do have issues that are completely just, that are unique to them, like issues I don't have to deal with, and I will never have to deal with, unless my partner's trans. But, like, you know, it just, and attention needs to be brought to that. So,
and, you know, for such a long time, there within the GLBT community, transgendered people have fought to be included in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can go back as recent as the non-discrimination, was it INDA, I believe?
Yeah.
You know, within our community, there have been debates and people going back and forth on whether or not to include transgendered in the federal legislation. A lot of people felt like including transgendered issues and people would mm-hmm. make it less likely to pass. And if we drop transgendered from that part of that definition, then it would more likely or more easily pass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just within the last several years, I mean, the whole transgendered issue has been in the forefront of the GLBT movement in terms of ending discrimination, making us more accepted, and making the laws reflect that we're just as good and we have equal access to the laws and protections of the laws as anybody else. So, and transgender people have had to fight to be included in that within the GLBT area or within gay and lesbian groups.
Yeah, and it's like, how can you make an argument that you're gay and you deserve to be treated like everyone else, but transgender people don't. But, like, they're different, and so they need to do their own thing. Like, you can't, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
That's my buddy likes to say. Like, it's just...
Pocket Taylor.
It's it's discrimination, and it's unacceptable, and it's really disturbing that it's so prominent in our community, in the GLB community, to be discriminatory towards transgender people. Like, that's disgusting to me. Like, that's just ridiculous.
That's, like, one thing that just makes me really sad, is, like... I am so in touch with my gayness.
Well, you identify as a bisexual male.
Right.
So, and to clarify, not all transgendered people identify as being gay, lesbian, or bisexual.
Right.
So, a female to male may identify as being a straight male.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wonder how that complicates the part of that identification in the whole GLBT as one family.
Yeah, see, I know a lot of my straight trans guy friends that don't feel very included in the GLBT community so much as we feel included or they feel included in the queer community.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the queer community.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, I like to include everybody that's GLBT in the queer community, but only if you're queer friendly and you're queer, like, knowledgeable. Like Lakia. Lakia is a part of the queer community because she knows. Because she. This is just my definition. Like, this is not anybody's, like, textbook definition. This is just how I define my queer community. Because, like, just throughout. Because gender is fluid. I fully believe that gender and sexuality are completely fluid. And, like, for you to not, like, identify completely as one particular, like, group of the binary, quotation finger, like, if you're in between man and woman, like, you're somewhere in between thereof, you're queer, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
This is my personal definition. If you're somewhere in between straight and gay, you're queer. I say that I am queer. Like, I like that term better than bisexual.
Huh.
Like, I'm just queer all around. Like,
inside and out.
Inside and out.
I'm all kinds of queer.
Yeah, like, and that also, like, gets me, because a lot of trans guys are really, like, they want to be as manly as possible. And it's like, you're already a man. Like, you know, you don't have to adhere to the stereotypes of manliness.
Right.
Like, just be yourself. And, like, I struggle with that just because I am so gay. I'm ridiculously flamboyant. And, like, everybody's like, I thought you were supposed to be a guy. It's like, yeah, I am a guy. Calm down. Back up. You define how you define. Get away from me.
Right.
Get off my box. But, yeah. So, I'm just queer. And I love queer people. And, like, the queer community, like, gender queer people. I love gender queer people. Like,
I do too.
Like, now, how do you define gender queer people?
Well, gender queer people are the people who don't necessarily stick to a particular, like, pronoun. They don't see themselves as male, like, all of the times, or they don't see themselves as female all the times, or even, like, they don't see themselves as either gender at any time. And, like, I think I have, like, two, like, real life, like, I know personally, genderqueer friends. Three, actually. Four. Five. I know a lot of genderqueer people. I just lied. I know a lot more than two. But, my favorites. One of my favorite friends, his name is Kato. And when I say his name is Kato, I mean her name is Kato, but his name is Kato. And I like to use gender neutral pronouns, which not a lot of people know about. And I would say that her name is Kato. Aha, aha. I've baffled you, Houston. It's crazy business.
I'm so Google it, confused.
You should really Google gender neutral pronouns if you're at all interested in such things, because I'm not one to teach it, because I'm still, like, it's a very unfamiliar, like, use of pronoun, and so I still struggle with trying to use it, because it's just, it feels really foreign when you're trying to say it. And so, like, as you, like, witnessed, like, I paused before I said it. It's like, here, name is Kato. It's really difficult. Like, Z instead of he or she. Like, Z went to the store. That's Z's bag.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't even know.
No. See, that the second one is
that's
wrong. Yeah.
See, I don't know. He's
yeah, well, no, it's complicated. It's complicated. Because it's like trying to translate something in your head. It's almost like trying to translate another language into English.
Is that, that's Zier's bag?
Yeah.
Zier's? Okay.
Zier's bag.
Awesome. See?
Because you said the equivalent of that's he bag or that's she bag. And that's silly.
That's just wrong.
That's just silly.
That's bad grammar.
Well, I didn't. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I took gender, not gender sexual, human sexuality at HCC. Big ups to Dr. Anderson. Take human sexuality with her. She's awesome.
Woo!
But like she gave us the exercise of trying to, you know, use gender neutral pronouns, and just for the hour long class, and it was kind of difficult because we were doing a lot of like verbal response type things, and we were doing like it was complicated. It was really hard for people. It was hard for people to catch on to. And you know, you're gonna make a lot of mistakes because your brain has to equate she, z. It takes time for your brain to equate those three things. And you know, I mean, it's a fun thing to try to do. It really makes you notice how prominent gender is, like how important gender is in our society, how much it affects everyday life. Like when someone looks at you, like they've already decided how they're going to treat you based on what they see. Like that's a woman, she's petite, she's blah blah blah, and I'm going to treat her like this because of those things I've just observed. And so, like, without even thinking about it, you might, you know, hold the door open for her, whereas if it were a 6-foot-tall dude, you might not have. You just, like, subconsciously decide how you're going to treat someone based on what you see. And
it's kind of funny that you say that, the hold the door open, because I've realized that I hold the door open for women, like, all the time. Like, I just do. My mom always told me, like, when I was younger, and she thought I was a girl, like, never touch a door if a man is around. Like, I don't know. My mom is a like crazy believer in chivalry. But
you know, I just hold the door open for whoever happens to be coming.
Exactly, and that's what I started doing. I started doing that, and I realized that I do that now. Like I was walking into Barnes and Noble, and like I held the door open, and this like really tall guy like walked in. He like was looking at me like, "Why are you holding the door for me?" Like that's weird, and I'm like,
"Yeah."
You're welcome, sir. Right. Have a nice day.
it makes a lot of men really uncomfortable. Like, because I'm someone who, like, opens the door for everybody.
Yeah.
I do, too. I mean, I open the door for men if I happen to be at the door.
Yeah. And they just look at you weird because, like, I'll have got to the door first, and I'll open it, and they'll look at me and, like, you should go in. I'm like, you should go in. I opened it for you. And they, like, we do a little standoff, and I'm like, okay. I'm going to go in this time.
Yeah, see, I do that.
The next stranger is going to get it.
I do that. Like, not with strangers, but with, like chicks that I know, if they open the door, I don't know, it's really weird. I don't walk into it. Like I grab the door from them and then walk in. Like I should be holding this door. I think I blame my mother. I don't think I blame her. I blame her. She raised me in such ways. But yeah. I think chivalry is great. But completely not on topic anyways.
Well, I mean it is because, you know, a lot of it's based on gender.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think that's right.
And how people perceive your gender, so.
It's really interesting how, like, look at you.
I know, that's the second time I've done that. Dude, I just unplugged my mic. Or my headphones, whatever.
But, I forgot what I was gonna say. Something about, like, living.
It's a good thing.
Don't quit doing that. What was I gonna say? Something about the difference between living as female and living as male. Like, it's really difficult to go from, like, such extremes because you're socialized in a particular, like, gender. And so, like, it's really, really, like, a lot of people, like, really try to change drastically how they socialize whenever they start transitioning. And it's, like, I haven't gotten to that point yet. Well, I mean, probably on, like, minimal things. But, like, I haven't really gotten to the point where I'm, like, men stuff.
Right.
What was that?
Not all men are into
men's. That's what I'm saying. And, like, most, like, guys who transition are, like, all right, well,
I have to like football.
Yeah, like,
even if I don't like football, I have to like football.
Go Colts! Hey, seriously though. Go Colts. Like, I know the Saints won, but
Indianapolis, right out there.
What? Anyways, I was born in Detroit. I have an excuse.
Oh, gotcha.
My people from Indianapolis.
See? What?
Anywho.
Anyways. Sorry to the Houstonians that are angry at us now. But I stand by my team.
So, I guess what you're saying is people who are transgendered sometimes may look at a list of behaviors and think, I have to emulate this list because this is now who I am.
You know, thanks.
Is that what you're saying?
Thank Hatch and everybody for giving us Blendin Brendan, because I am so ADD, it's ridiculous. And I can never stay on topic when I start talking. Like, I can't even complete a thought. I just forgot what you said. I'm sorry, but I was thanking you.
Hey, always feel free to do that. That's great. No, that, you know, especially for someone who's transgendered, they begin to look at, as they're moving to what they're becoming or who they are, and realizing that, do they look at a list of stereotypical behaviors and think, that's what I have to emulate?
In a way. Like, it's not like we sit there and... Like, there's just a list, a random list of, like, guy things that we look at and we're like, we gotta do this. It's just like, I can't speak for all of us. Kind of just watched guys.
Sure. I would think that would be natural.
Yeah. And, like, I've noticed that, well, like, it's common knowledge for most people, but, like, women talk with their hands, like, a lot. And gay man, of course.
Yeah, people at work have commented about me talking with my hands while I'm at work.
Like, I just noticed that, and I was like, yeah. Like, women talk more with their hands, and it's really weird when I do this, because I'm trying to, like, talk with my hands, and it's not, like, natural for me. Like, women talk. It's so weird. Yeah. No, but, like, just, like, different things. I was talking to my roommate and a friend of mine the other day, and I was like, yeah, like, living with guys would be easier. I live with two women. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, like, living with guys would be easier. Because, no offense to women or anything, but, like, everything is based on emotion. Like, if I walk into the house after work and I'm tired, like, if I had a guy roommate, I'd just, you know, kind of grunt at him and walk to my room. Like, in that grunt, I said, hey, how are you? I'm good. My day's over. I'm going to sleep now. With, like, chicks, when I walk in the house after work, hey, Max, how are you? How was work? Are you okay? Did work go well? Are you tired? Are you okay? And it's like, And I walk to my room, and they're like, what's wrong? It's like, nothing. I'm just, bye.
In retrospect, last night you really did have a story to tell. You came in and told a 20 minute long story.
Well, yesterday, yesterday was just ridiculous, and the metro buses were off like all day yesterday, and it just made me angry. And because I'm a pedestrian, and I traveled around Houston via the metro system because I do not have a vehicle.
Choo choo.
And so, I don't know. The buses were like all crazy yesterday, and it just made me angry. And so when I came home, I had a story to tell that was completely different. But I mean, like, on days where I just, like, walk into the house, like today, like, I walked into the apartment, and both of my roommates were there. Actually, my one roommate was sitting outside, you know, smoking, and, you know, I walked up, like, she was greeting me with her eyes from afar when I was walking through the complex. And it's like, yeah, like, cool, hey. Like, all right, I'm going to keep walking now. Sit and talk with me. Tell me how your day was. I'll tell you in 2 hours when I wake up from my nap. I won't be here in 2 hours. Oh, okay. Closes door. Keeps going. Like, it's kind of rude, maybe, but I wasn't trying to talk. And guys don't try to talk to you. They just let you go on about your day. They don't care. And if they do, like, it doesn't matter. You'll tell them when you tell them. I'm just saying, guys don't ask questions like, how was your day? Unless, like, it's just one of those situations. Like, immediately when I walk through the door, how was your day? I just like to walk through and go to sleep.
Nothing wrong with that?
Yeah. I don't even know what we're talking about. Oh, I'm going to stop talking now because I'm not making any sense. And I'm tired.
I'm tired, too. I'm going to take a nap.
I opened yesterday morning. And, guys, I don't wake up before noon on any given day. I try my best to never wake up before noon.
If I could, I would do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm 19, so...
You still can't.
I can get away with these things. And so I try not to wake up before noon. But I've been opening at work lately. And so I usually have to go in between 10:30 and 11-ish. Which means I have to wake up before noon, but also means, because I like to read, and there's a bookstore right across the street from my job, and I like to read for at least 2 hours before work. And so, that means I have to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, which is ridiculous. I don't know why the sun is up. I don't know why I've seen the sun at 7 o'clock. I shouldn't know it exists before noon. I really shouldn't. And so I've been up, like, it's really, like, been messing up my sleeping patterns for the past, like, couple weeks that I've been opening. And, yeah, it's crazy business, but I would prefer to close. But I kind of like, I don't know, I like having my nights open on certain, like, nights. Like, tonight, like, I probably wouldn't have been able to be on the radio show had I worked.
Well, yeah. We're glad you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious. Are you gonna watch this Nikki case? Are you gonna follow it?
Like I said earlier today, moments ago. I am not a very political person. I like to stay as far away from politics as I possibly can, which is not very far, being that I'm an activist,
right?
And I'm a freedom fighter, and it's kind of hard to stay away from politics when that's what you deal with.
Right.
But I try to not have to learn laws that I don't need to learn. But it seems that all of these laws concern me. And so, yes, I will be following the case, to answer your question, very closely from afar on Facebook and other websites.
But, you know, you're both making a really important contribution in the fact that you self-identify and you talk openly about your transgender issues, and you take an education stance, and you let people know, and you talk about them with other people. So you guys are affecting how this plays out, perhaps years to come. So it's good work.
I like to work with Lakia because she's the talker and the planner, and I'm kind of just the implementer. Like, it's like, Max, go do something. Okay, Kia.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. I have, like, a crew of, like, henchmen. Like, someone has to get the megaphone, someone has to get the flag, we're gonna do this. But yeah, so we're pretty much kind of almost running out of time. It's more so that me and Max are really sleepy.
oh, I am too.
And Brendan is pretty tired too. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up. So I'm gonna give you guys those numbers again. For the Hatch number, it is 713-529-3590. Again, that is 713-529-3590. And for the switchboard, anytime you have an emergency, you need someone to talk to, it's 713-529-3211. That is 713-529-3211. You can also find us at www.hatchyouth.org, or just Google Hatch, because that's a lot easier, and some people are lazy, like me. And, you know, guys, that's really it. So, I love you. Bye.
Woo.
Bye.
Later.
Thanks for being here. See you next month.
Yeah.
Yes, Nona Hendrix, Women Who Fly. That's off of an album she did quite a few years ago.
Do you see the face he's making over here?
No, I can't see him at all.
Yeah. You know, Mark was playing on Facebook a second ago, and so I thought it was just Facebook up there, so I closed the window, and then after I clicked the button, I realized it was all of Chris's stories for Roundtable.
Oh, my God.
That's the look right there.
Oh,
not like you can't pull them all back up.
Because I also had our music video of the week on there.
Oh.
We have...
Ouch.
Well, like I said, not like you can't come over here and pull it all back up again.
I already did that work once. I did it right the first time.
It wasn't me. I don't touch that thing.
Hold on, that mic's not even on.
There we go.
Yeah, I turned that one down.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it right the first time. I don't need to do it a second time. Which is kind of the line I was going to use on a customer I had this week. I had a customer ask me if I had accepted Jesus Christ into my heart.
You're kidding me.
No. The answer I so wanted to say is no, but I've accepted a guy named Jesus into my ass.
That would have been priceless.
But I didn't think that would go over well at work.
Probably not. Not where you work.
Yeah, no. So I first tried to say, I try and keep that stuff separate, and then I finally gave him the standard line of, I think Mahatma Gandhi said it best. I do so like your Christ, it's your Christians I fear.
Ooh.
And that kind of stopped that conversation.
I'll bet it did. I'll bet it did.
Kind of reminds me of the Pride festivities when Merlin and I got stopped, and Merlin used one of his famous lines to get us away from the guy.
Oh.
How did he put it?
Oh.
I forget which one.
Yeah,
I know
the phrase he uses.
Yeah, but needless to say, it finally got us away, and I was about to that point myself anyway, because Merlin was being quiet off to the side and letting me banter back and forth with this guy, and I was about ready to just tell the guy off and move on about our way, but Merlin heard his name, so here he comes now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, they're listening out there?
We're talking about your famous line.
Yeah, we're talking about your line from the Pride festivities when we got stopped by the...
Oh, yeah.
By the... I will say the one thing, though. He was awfully cute.
Oh, he was adorable.
They usually are.
It was annoying, but he was...
It's that repressed homosexuality that drives them to that.
Yeah.
And what was that line, Merlin?
Well, how did you say it?
Let's see. Let me remember what I said. I asked him... I said to him, after he was talking, he had just said something about being grateful to God for something or other.
Something like that.
And I said to him, you know what I'm eternally grateful and thankful for? That which runs the universe, by whatever name, is not as big a bigot as some of his followers.
That was the line.
Ooh.
And at that point, we abruptly turned and walked away.
Uh-huh.
And while he was standing there with his mouth open, which I'm sure was an opportunity for the next Leatherman who came along,
we walked off. I could have taken opportunity with that, but...
You know, we left.
Yeah.
Because I had to get back home, so, at that point.
Yeah.
So, it's time for MBB letters,
Yes,
huh?
It is. Yes. And our first one from David out in Midway.
Mm-hmm.
Midway?
Midway?
As in Midway, Texas, or Midway...
Did I stutter?
I didn't know there was a Midway.
Yeah, Midway, Texas.
Oh.
Yeah, it's up next to Waco.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, in the Ferguson unit.
Okay, in that case, where's the Midway between?
How does he know about us?
That's why I was trying to confirm that, because Midway is a town just south of Waco.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, apparently, in another letter, they can hear us all the way up in Oklahoma.
They must have access to the internet.
Probably.
To do that.
Even Houston can't hear us.
Anyway, David writes and says, Dear Jimmy and friends, hey, I hope everyone is okay. I was listening to the show last week, 24th, 25th, when y'all were talking about being bi. I myself am bi. Yeah, you were talking about if being locked up makes you go that way. Well, I got locked up when I was 20. I knew a few gay guys before I got locked up, and it didn't bother me, although I was I thought it was their choice.
Mm-hmm.
I never found guys attractive and really still don't. But one day in prison, I met this really, really feminine guy. And she, quote unquote, got the blood flowing in all the right places.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. I thought, wait, I'm not gay. Why am I thinking like this? As time went on, I met some more gay guys and really effeminate ones.
Mm-hmm.
But the feminine kept making me have these thoughts. I never did anything about them. Apparently he got out, went back in. While he was out, he was looking at on the computer, surfing porn, and found transgender site.
Mm-hmm.
And that got the blood flowing also.
Ah.
So he went to some... Apparently he was... Let's see, he went to some local websites in Austin... I guess there were a lot about that there. First, it was just to talk to people and a lot of transgender porn. I finally mm-hmm. went to a few gay bars in Austin, found out about the transgendered world.
Mm-hmm.
Did a hookup with some, but would go back and forth between transgender women, regular women, and a few gay guys. Says he's been in some threesomes, but that was just sex. He says. And then he closes with, well, Jimmy, thanks for listening to me. I'll be listening to you every Saturday. I mean, Sunday.
Sunday.
I would like to be added to the list for a pen pal, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know how it works. Do just the listeners here, or is it on your webpage? So thank you for your time, guys. P.S. Jimmy, I would tell you have fun in Canada, but you won't, so just stay strong.
Yeah, because I went with straight people. Yeah. Mm. Well, I had fun, but just not the kind of fun that I wanted to have.
Yeah. You should have taken Judy's laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And I've introduced you now to squirt.org.
Yeah.
I've introduced you to, go to vancouver.craigslist.org, yokebook.com. You'll find listings there, Jimmy.
Now you tell me. Damn.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't think I had to hold your hand completely. I figured since it was porn-related, you'd know exactly how to get to
Normally,
it.
I do. Yes.
Actually, we have used squirt.org as a reference source here
yes,
on the show.
We have. But this guy, I admire him because he was true to himself and sexually adventurous and, followed...
Yeah,
his desires.
Yeah, it sounded like at the beginning he was, to use the old Navy term, any port in a storm
mm-hmm.
is what he was looking for. And it's, sometimes you have to refine what you're looking for and what you're interested in on that. And you you actually go with that in straight world or gay world of certain aspects of a body and a personality, and that is what you zone in on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for an effeminate gay male
mm-hmm.
to engage in that. Activity, then yeah, it sounds like the way you're describing it, you're mainly a top,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to be looking for that masculine guy who is going to want to top you, and you've got those
that's a
penetrator,
right.
It comes down to that penetrator penetrated
mm-hmm.
philosophy and all that, and as long as everybody is comfortable with the rules and what happens, it's all.
Well, when he hooks up with the effeminate gay guy, he's got as a top, he's got what he wants plus a little extra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, let's see.
That was a good letter. Who's next?
Alejandro from Huntsville.
Ooh.
Apparently, this one's in a high security unit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, dear After Hours crew. He wrote this last week. Hello, how are you all doing? I pray and hope that by the time you receive this letter, it finds you both in the most best health and highest in spirits. As for myself, considering the circumstances, I'm doing pretty good. He wants to, before going any further with this letter and speak upon some of the issues that I greatly appreciate your answer for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to congratulate and comment y'all for such a great show and all the extremely helpful information you have to share. I've noticed that your show is not only for the GLBT community, but also for the straight community.
Oh, you bet.
Let's not forget about the ignorant impaired community. I love that line. That was a good one.
That's good.
Well, you know, we specialize in the ignorance is bliss.
Mm.
And,
then why aren't there more happy people in the world?
He said, the ignorant and parry community that has no understanding of the GLBT of the world.
Yeah.
With that said, congratulations and good going for a job well done. Hats off to all of y'all for this show.
Thank you. Did he have some questions?
Let's see here. Let me just run down here. Mm-hmm. He tells a little bit about himself here. His name is Alejandro. He's 29, about to be 30 in December.
Mm-hmm.
Hispanic male. He was incarcerated back in February of 07.
Ooh.
And he found out he got called into the infirmary in August of 07 and found out that he was diagnosed HIV positive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ugh.
I know, but that's like, though, I've been living with it for 27 years.
Yeah. He said it was both scary and crushing feeling, most of all embarrassing.
Yeah.
He says he's no doubt about it. He got infected while being in the outside world, and he doesn't know who it was.
Oh.
However, he is accepting it with his head held high and refuses to let it do him. He's going to do it.
Absolutely.
He said, here we go. What I'd like to know is that I understand that there's a lot of young individuals freshly and or now infected by the virus. And mm-hmm. I'd like to speak up about my experience and how I refuse to give up. With or without family support, life is precious to let go.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's got he's got his head on straight for this.
Yeah. So, let's see here. Let me get to the meat of this.
And think of it is with HIV, it can be in your system for 10 years before. Yeah. Or more before you realize it, you become ill, or anything happens to you. That
hopefully one of the good parts about this to find the silver lining in this is that if it was detected early enough, that the medication is still going to be effective in relatively smaller doses possible.
So you don't have the side effects.
I mean, that could be the good part about it. You have to look mm-hmm. at is the fact that if you had been a free worlder, you may not have had any insurance, and you may have had to wait to a longer time, that it was going to be either mutated to something worse, or be more resistant to the drugs, and hopefully that you're in a situation that you're getting the meds that you need, you're getting the proper dosage, and that when that time does become that you do become a free worlder again, you're already in the system to get that help.
That's right.
And get the stuff in there.
So yeah, you're probably if you go out into the free world, you'd probably already be set up for the ADAP program, the AIDS Drugs Assistance Program.
So there is a little bit of a silver lining that you found it this way, that mm-hmm. and that hopefully you're getting, as long as you are getting the services that you should be getting as a correctional resident.
It's got pretty handwriting.
Yeah, he does. I can't remember. But I think he says somewhere in here that he's on meds and everything.
Okay,
already.
This is good.
But getting to his questions, his first one is goes: is there any place that could use my assistance in the matter, as well as assist him with more knowledge, in a reference to HIV?
I think the easiest thing is get your story out.
Yeah.
You have to find out, it sounds in a way bad to say is you have to figure out, I think, what you did that got you into the situation.
If you focus on that, it's kind of wasted time.
No, but not for you, but for others to say, if maybe I wasn't if maybe I did this, that I didn't start using IV drugs.
Yeah.
Or if, I just didn't listen to that Bible thumper who kept saying you don't need condoms around, and then when I did fool around, this mm-hmm. happened. Or,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have done this thing. Not dwell on it for yourself, but use it as an example to tell others that,
this is how I got here. Don't do this.
Mm-hmm. I screwed up one time.
And that's all it takes.
It's one of those situations where it's like, I played by the rules. I did everything I'm supposed to. I was careful. I did this. And one time I got too drunk and didn't notice he didn't put a condom on. Mm-hmm. Or this happened. And just as a reminder, saying that, you know, it's you're like the old joke about with pregnancy. You know, what is pregnancy and a balloon have in common? Or what's virginity and a balloon have in common? One prick and it's all over.
And it's all over, yeah.
And that's the thing, is to make that emphasis to people that it's not that it could be, you know, a lifetime of debauchery and you can walk away unscathed.
That's right.
But a lifetime of doing what everyone says you're supposed to do, playing it safe and all that, and all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
this situation, and it's like I said, it's not dwelling on for you. It's letting other people know that this could happen.
You can be a safe sex slut all you want. Is just be careful and use a condom every time.
Yeah.
And like I said, if you want to write down your story and share it with us, we'll we pass it on to our listeners here. Mm-hmm. We're still feeling around, working on trying to do more updated stories on. HIV and
you
AIDS.
Bet. Because it's hitting our young community.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, we have some experts here in the field, but...
boy, howdy.
Buddy.
We're looking at it from an aspect of long-term survivors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're going to put a new face on it. And
or a new voice, at least.
Yeah, new voice, new face. However you want to look at it and show it from the younger point of view.
Okay. And see where it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he have any more questions?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. His next part of the letter says, I would like to know the difference between TV, TS, and TG. In other words, transvestite, transsexual, and transgendered. The reason he asked this is because that's where he questions his sexuality.
Okay, transgender is the kind of the big term encompassing everyone... who may be just a cross-dresser to someone who wants to live full-time as a woman. A transvestite really isn't used much anymore. It usually denoted a cross-dresser, and usually a straight man who cross-dressed, usually for sexual satisfaction. Transsexual is a person who wants to live as a woman full time and eventually have SRS, sex reassignment surgery.
Okay, now for the Reader's Digest version. Transgendered is between the ears, transsexual is between the legs, and transvestite is between your closets.
There you go.
That's a good way to put it.
I like that. I like that.
You're clever.
Well, I stole two-thirds of that from Sarah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Sarah always described transsexual as what goes on between your ears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's your mindset.
Yeah.
Of not following the traditional gender roles.
Mm-hmm.
Transsexual means the plumbing doesn't match the mind.
Yeah.
And basically transvestite is... mainly straight men who are raiding their mother's or their wife's closet.
Mm-hmm. For lingerie, and they get off on that. Okay, and next.
Yeah, the reason, as I was trying to say before I got interrupted with the answer there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, excuse us.
he says he asked that because he has a question about his sexuality. Mm-hmm. As he's mentioned, he thinks he's an in-the-closet, quote-unquote, bisexual. Not attracted to gay males that dress and live their lives as a male. I'm attracted to the ones that act, live, and consider themselves female in their everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
They could still have their male body parts, but having breasts of fair size or bigger is a major plus. I'm not gay because I also love females. I've had sexual relations with gay males that carry themselves as male, and it did absolutely nothing for them.
Mm-hmm.
But sexual relations with other straight blew my mind. So could you please explain to me the differences, which we've already done, or if there's any others, explain. Am I straight or bisexual because I'm still sleeping with someone that looks and acts like the opposite sex, or is there something wrong with me?
No, there's nothing wrong with you at all.
You are who you are. Make up your own.
You are acting out your desires.
Definitions.
Yeah, it
all comes down to what do you want to classify your own self as.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of us here on the show classify ourselves as gay men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do have those that come in that are bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all... It's all basically a label. You are who you are. You're a human being. You're gonna love who you're gonna love. You're gonna sleep with who you're gonna sleep with. So yeah, there's nothing wrong.
Actually,
with
I think
you.
We covered it in the first question, the first letter that we got about what we're talking about. Is you're looking at someone who is he's interested in the feminine,
mm-hmm.
a more feminine male, and it's that role that you're looking for. Basically, someone who is going to
pass as a woman,
submissive. You know, I don't think it's much passing as a woman. It's just you don't feel threatened by the effeminate male
mm-hmm.
that you can, in essence, dominate slightly on that. The fact that you're not having to answer that question at any time. Am I going to be penetrated? Because you know that this person is effeminate. They're going to be a bottom.
Okay.
You make that assumption.
You're making that assumption. And as far as you're concerned, they're going to be the receiver, you're going to be the giver, and that other question is not going to have to come up.
So you may want to call yourself a bisexual because some of your partners have penises.
Yeah.
Or you just maybe call yourself a kinky straight guy.
Yeah. Like I said, it's just that thing. If you're... It's hard to describe it because it sounds like what you're saying is, I don't care what they got in the front, I'm not going in that neighborhood.
Ah. Yeah.
And so, you know, they could have penis and testicles, they could have the testicles removed, they could have nothing. They could be a Ken doll in the front is all they care.
As long as there's an opening.
Yeah, as long as they're getting what they're looking for. So how you want to classify and label yourself, you know...
But he wants that little extra something too to play with.
Yeah, he does. He said there's tits.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
let me introduce you to the world of chubbies.
yes, Chris has a nice double E.
You know, guys, I've known guys who like to go have sex with transgendered women.
Mm-hmm.
Because they like to be penetrated.
Yeah, but it's...
By a female-type person.
And I can see that. It sounds like some of the stories we're getting... Not stories, but the letters we're getting are pointing towards where it's...
Yeah,
The writer is a dominant mm-hmm. top. Don't even think with the word versatile around me.
Yeah.
And... You know, whether or not that is a mindset from beforehand of machismo or prison survival machismo coming out saying, I will be the penetrator, not the penetrated.
Exactly.
And, you know, they look to something that they feel they can control, which would be not just a male, but an effeminate male or a male that is crossing the line even more so to female.
Okay. So, kinky straight guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like that, yeah.
Okay.
And to close up with Alejandro, he asked for a pen pal also.
Yeah. We're trying our best.
Yeah.
But we're getting about as many calls for pen pals as we're getting calls for pledges tonight.
We've actually had two phone calls. The phone lines are being forwarded.
Oh.
So
we didn't realize until I was out there and heard the phone ring a half ring. I was like, okay. So I dialed the number and... It dialed the half ring and started going over to the phone service.
Okay.
So we may have pledges out there.
Okay.
We may have listeners to thank here next week.
Okay, good.
But you can call 713-526-5738 and give us your half ring of support.
That's right.
And give the full ring to the operators that are actually sitting by.
713-JAM-KPFT.
Or you can go over to kpft.org. You can place your pledge of support there, either in the tip jar in the lower left corner, or the PayPal stuff on the right-hand side. Yeah,
okay. Actually, I think it's in the upper left corner.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
The tip cup.
Okay, yeah, what do you got? What else?
As I said earlier this evening, we have Deep Cover writing us again.
Mm-hmm.
Usually he sends typewritten, but this week it's a handwritten because he was a good, kind soul, and gave his typewriter to someone a little bit less fortunate than himself.
No kidding. What a nice guy.
Yeah. So he's going to work on getting himself a new typewriter.
Okay.
But he writes, starts off, "Dear After Hours, Jimmy, Judy, Wes, Chris, and crew."
Wow.
I got less billing than Judy?
Yeah, you did, and I did also.
I didn't get any.
Well, you're part of crew.
Oh,
that does it, Jimmy. I'm on your couch tonight. Keep your ass over.
10 years and I'm relegated to crew. Okay, well, whatever.
Stop. You're going to make this guy feel bad.
Okay, to make you completely with the crew, we're going to give you really short shorts and an oar.
Yep.
Ooh. There's a visual I don't need.
Mm-hmm. "Hey, gang, I hope my letter finds you you in high spirits. I'm feeling pretty damn good right now because I found out the other day that I will finally, after over 2 years of solitary, I'm going back to Kansas."
Oh.
"General population, that is. I'm glad to finally be moving from this messed up place. Of course, I'll still be able to catch y'all. That's what has me feeling so damn good. Sorry,
in
this
Kansas?
Is... Yeah. This is what I told you. He'll be able to catch us in Kansas.
On the internet.
Sorry, this is not typed up. I know my typing is easier to read than my handwriting. Actually, your handwriting's not all that bad. I've seen worse."
We've seen much worse.
And like I said, he says he's going to get a new one in the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
Also, good show. I can't think of the two guys' names that were celebrating their 25 years together. That's Lloyd and Robert.
Yeah.
But that's outstanding. Big ups to them. And also, that was really good advice that they gave on how to maintain a long-lasting relationship. Obviously, they know their stuff.
They do. They're good guys.
Says he missed Jimmy. I hope he's made it back safe and had an outstanding trip. Yep. "Hi, Jimmy," and there's a big old wave on their face.
Ah, thank you. Yes.
He actually drew in a smiley face with a hand waving.
Cool.
So.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, "Hi, Jimmy," because he came from Vancouver.
Is there an outline of his dick on there?
No, there's not. Sent y'all a few more poems, one by my dear great-grandma.
Oh, great.
Also, I'd like to thank the other cons for sending their poetry. Really great stuff, brothers, and as always, you fellows inspire me to write more and write better. They always like to flip it.
This one's versatile, then. He flips it.
Yeah.
And not only does it turn it over, but he flips it.
Ooh.
Also, I was wondering about the P.S. I wrote on the back of the letter I sent on the 17th about his friend coming to visit from England.
We saw that part, and we kind of tabled it for discussion off-air.
Yeah.
And we didn't have the off-air talk.
Yeah.
Because somebody left the country.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's your turn. It's your turn to be under the bus.
Canada is out of the country.
It is.
It's a whole other space, man.
So we'll see if we can figure something out for that and get back to you.
Okay.
I only got to listen to the show till about 2:47. Then my radio went to tweaking on me.
And it's already past 2:47.
Well,
and
this was last week.
Actually time for...
No, it's not.
No, it isn't. Okay.
Yeah.
We have no PSAs during Pledge Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of playing a PSA, we're supposed to go 713-526-5738.
That's right.
713-JMKPFT.
Yes.
He closes his letter with, just know that you're beautiful and inspire me to strive to be a better gay man with every show. And I'm thankful and feel blessed that y'all are out there for guys like me and that you... allow us cons to be a part of your show.
You bet.
Always with love and with care, your loyal fan and listener, Deep Cover.
Hey, Deep Cover.
And he, like I said,
have a good week.
He did send a couple more poems this week.
Uh-huh.
Let's start off with
Hold on 1 second.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and join the 291 others as friends of After Hours.
Our list is growing.
Yes, it is.
All right. The first poem I'm going to read from Deep Cover is from his great-grandmother, from her book of published poetry.
Wow.
Okay.
I read the one last week. This one is entitled, "Seven Winters Till Spring." Today I want wait for spring. For seven winters I have worn the same blue pinafore. One pocket hides the tears, the other holds the laughter. The hem is edged with humbleness. I tucked a song within the breast. and tied the sash with hope that spring would come and I might wear a pink chiffon with roses in my hair. And the second poem he...
I hope she did.
Yeah. The second poem is from Deep Cover, called Playing After the Rain. I remember the sun coming out after a rainy day, always the best time to go out and play. The grass smelling fresh, still wet, cool, slick, and rubbery to my warm fingertip. And the puddles making natural baths in which the birds would sing, dance, and splash. Squirrels playing catch me if you can around the trees, water drops still falling from the leaves. I still remember as kids all the games we'd play outside after the rains.
That's nice.
I like that one.
That brings back great memories.
Yeah, it does, actually. I remember doing that when I was a kid, when I would stay with my great-grandparents.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, Deep Cover.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got?
Well, that's all of the letters from this week, but we mentioned that we would...
You have something left over from last week?
Yeah, we had some poems from last week. Let me find the ones that we didn't read real quick.
And who are these from?
Hold on a second. I got to find them. Not that one. So many letters from so many loyal listeners.
Yeah. And I know I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but maybe Daryl wasn't listening. I gave him a shout out, and I'm more than happy to do so. And we really love your letters.
Oh, here's one that I think you might like that I had read last week from Daryl, titled Hello God. I'll go ahead and read it again this week.
Okay.
I called again tonight to talk a little while. I need a friend who will listen to my anxiety and trials. You see, I can't quite make it through a day just on my own. I need your love to guide me so I will never feel alone. I want to ask you keep my friends Wes, Chris, and Jimmy safe and sound. Come and fill their lives with confidence for whatever faith they're bound. Give me faith, dear God, to that I may make parole one day and soon, and give me faith to the face each hour of the day, and not to worry over things I cannot change in any way. I thank you, God, for being there and listening to my call in this lonely cell, for giving me such good advice. You help me not to fall. Your number, God, is the only one that answers every time. I never get a busy signal, never had to pay a dime. So thank you, God, for listening to my troubles and my sorrows throughout the years. Good night, God. I love you, too. And I'll call again tomorrow.
Like that. He's such a sweetheart. I can't wait to meet him.
A poem just for us. So I thought you might like to hear that. Since you didn't get to hear it last week.
Yeah. You better make parole. I want to meet this guy.
Yeah. And let's see here. Back over here to Deep Cover. I gotta figure out what we got here. He really has wonderful handwriting. Oh, wait a minute. That's not Deep Cover. Who is that? Oh, yeah, that's Lorenzo.
Oh.
He had really, really nice handwriting. He wrote a couple poems last week and sent them. I think, did we?
Are you messing up my letters?
No, I'm not messing up your letters.
You know, I keep them all.
Yes, I know.
Because you're a hoarder.
Let's see here.
No, because they're important.
Which ones of these did we read last week?
Every letter that we get from RMDBs are important.
I don't remember which one we read last week.
I don't remember. I read that one.
The Goo Goo for Gaga?
Yeah. Okay. I remember that one now.
Let's see here. He's got a couple of long ones here.
I have a feeling if Jimmy hears anything about Lady Gaga, any more about Lady Gaga, he's going to...
Lorenzo has some long ones?
Yeah, he's got a couple of long ones here. I want to go ahead and... He actually sent four in.
You have Jimmy's firm attention now.
We always have his firm attention when we say long.
I think Dick gets him there, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me read this one here. It's kind of a shorter one. Actually, I got time while Chris gets everything back up.
And okay, once I reload all my links.
Yeah. We'll start off with RSVP. Where it lies, this heart of mine, so lovely alive, in your beautiful eyes. There it shone, love with no control, mercilessly adoring you, hoping that you're, goodness gracious, too flowing here, hoping that you know, wherefore I lay awake in my bed twisting in what?
I don't know.
I can't read this word.
Magic?
Twisting in May. I think it's probably twisting in May. I never imagined my love would take paths of honor and blessedness bestowed upon me. The Lord has bringing your presence to pass on through these loving hands and embrace my relation to one of pure preservation, where a true image of love you consider not an invasion, but rather grant me the invitation.
Maybe that's what you should do, Jimmy.
This man is lovesick.
Maybe you should have a poetry section like once a month where you take the poems that's been written in and have them read over the air as like a little, you know. You know, I used to do poetry back in the days when it was the mausoleum.
Yes.
And I think that would be an excellent idea. All these poems that are being written in would be, you know, just take a little segment and selected poems during that segment, say, you know, 15, 20 minutes. And
good, you're hired and you better show up.
Maybe I've read more poetry than you've ever read in your life. And I want to tell you something. Some of it's not very good.
Well, hey, I'm not being mean about that. I'm saying you're hired.
Yes.
And unlike others, we expect your ass to be here when your show is on.
Yes.
Just my ass? Then no problem.
Well, you know, this show...
I imagine he could talk out his ass.
Yeah,
but
this show's over talking your ass a lot.
Yeah, so is that it?
I've seen him recite poetry.
He's got two other ones here.
Memory,
are you ready for us yet, or are you still pulling stuff?
You want to do one more? I have kind of. I don't have that much. You know, unless we're going to talk a lot.
okay, spit it out, Chris.
A lot about Prop 8.
Or swallow. One of the two.
I don't know. I think.
Ooh.
I think Randy went home.
Yes, Randy went home quite a while ago.
So.
But he left his nuts.
It's not usually his hour to be up.
Yeah.
Let me was so excited.
You know what? I'll read one more.
Please do.
I'll read one more poem here, and then we'll move on to roundtable.
Okay.
Wishful thinking. What drives a man to love someone he barely even knows? Could it be the sweet-tempered mannerisms when they smile and it shows? What makes a man crave to see that? Goodness gracious. We'll just do it this way. What makes a man crave to see that twinkle in those beautiful eyes? Would it be the sincerity that they exude that makes us feel so good inside? And what makes a man stumble over his words like a fool full of anxiousness? Is it when they glean their precious laughter and to hear it makes one feel blessed? Maybe I'm just a fool whom they consider just a friend, wishing I could be more than just a shoulder to lend, hoping to be all that they need, wanting a love that doesn't belong to me. For I am he, speaking of which, of them this adoring way, wishing it was me whose love they were keeping, and needing me to stay. But hearing those words written today, know I am speaking of your standing there in love's doorway.
You get that, right? Do you get the premise behind the poem? Sorry, I can't resist discussing
this.
Go for it, Doug.
Please.
It's the same feeling we've all had, and it was really fairly well illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Where we are attracted to somebody else, but they're not attracted to us. And, you know, no matter what we do or how we always have to be the friend, never the lover.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Boy, that can be a heartbreaker.
Yeah, and it was actually fairly well represented in the poetry. Of course, I'm going to have to get Wes to quit stumbling in mid-thought because I kind of shatter somewhere in there.
Well, I've run across those words that it's difficult to make out, so I had to stop and catch them.
We need to maybe
pre-read the poem before you read the poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to start doing
that. Do a little precursor and, you know.
And I'm not criticizing you, West. I've actually had poets get up on stage with their own work in their hand.
And
they can't read their own work.
Yeah. Well, what is it? A lot of the inmates either have, it's bad to say, may not have had the education prior to going into prison, so their handwriting is not... Well, we're used to
that's why I'm saying pre-read the poem so that if you stumble over it in your mind, then you can figure it out beforehand.
Yeah, his is a very nice, elaborate handwriting.
It's just
sometimes that's worse. You know, my handwriting of a serial killer gets cold, and you can't read it at all.
He's got really great handwriting. It's just, I guess, the pen he's writing with when he's trying to write, it's kind of smallish, so it kind of cramps together and makes it hard to read.
Oh.
One of those that I was looking over his shoulder when he was reading, it's beautiful, but it reminds me a little. I want to ask him, did he do the lettering for The Lord of the Rings?
Oh,
because it's fancy.
It's scriptish.
It's scriptish, and it's really tiny.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if you're going to send us a poem, do us all a favor and print it in block letters, because pretend we're third graders and we can't read beautiful writing, which is probably the real truth. We're not criticizing the poet in this case. We're criticizing our ability to read.
Also, it is 3 o'clock in the morning. We've been up. A lot of us have been up for several hours. And
really?
Yeah.
And
I'll put it to you this way.
I also use the excuse of this. You know, after 30-something years of masturbation and 3 years of diabetes, I'm lucky I can see you right now. So,
and baby, I've had 6 hours sleep in the last 72.
And I'll put it this way for myself. I got up at 3:30 yesterday morning and took about a 3-hour nap today, so that's all the sleep I've had since 3:30.
I didn't get out of bed till 3 o'clock.
Don't make me hurt you. And right now, with my lack of sleep,
I would.
And I'm sitting next to you this time.
Yeah, I know.
If you are an MBB and want to get in touch with us here on the show, or if you are a listener in the free world who would like to get in contact with one of our MBBs, you can do it through us here at After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard. That's Lovett. Houston, Texas, 77006. If you're a free worlder, if you want to do it by email, you can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org, and we will print that out and forward that on to whichever of the MBBs you want. If you want us to be an in-between for you so that your address isn't going into the general prison population, we understand. Put the letter to the MBB in a smaller envelope, mail it to us in the larger envelope, and we will forward it on for you without any problem.
Yeah, and make sure you specify which inmate you want us to send that to, and we'll make sure that it gets forwarded on to the right one.
We'll do a little music break, see if this is going to work right. One thing I've started doing here on our Facebook page, this is our second week in a row we've done it, where we've had a music video of the week. And we started off with, yes, music video for a radio show. It works well on Facebook. Last week we did Kinsey Six's new one, BP is Creepy.
That was actually kind of cute. I like that one.
That was hysterical.
And this one is, it's a new one that's been hitting a lot of places here. It's from Caswell. It's a white gay rapper. I think he's the one. He's the one who did what in the butt, right?
I
believe so. He's done a couple other ones. We haven't really played him before.
It's what in the butt, sir.
And it's a. He's got a cute little song called "Ice Cream Truck." And so what we're going to do is we're going to play here. Trust me. Get a YouTube account. Log into YouTube, and look it up. Caswell is Cazwell. You do have to be 18 years of age or older to view this video, not to listen to it, because fortunately their ass doesn't do well for radio. You see a bear hiney. So
is it at least a cute hiney?
Oh, yes.
Although we have known a few people who showed their ass on the radio.
Yeah,
that's a whole other story in itself.
This is very, very interesting. You'll enjoy the performers in this little production. So we're going to take a little music break, get everyone in for roundtable. This is Coswell Ice Cream Truck.
Meet me at the ice cream truck. I'll buy you an ice cream. I'll whip up my drumstick. That will make your eyes gleam. Lick it up quick before it melts on the floor. I got it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Give me some more. Okay, meet me at the ice cream truck. I'll buy you an ice cream. I can test up my luck. You can play on my team. Let's do the banana split on the dance floor. Got it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Give me some more. Okay, I met him at the schoolyard round 2:45. We went out for cheeseburgers with extra cheese. I get my friends fries, crispy ketchup on the side. And when it comes to dessert, this is how I ride. I said, meet me at the ice cream truck. I'll buy you an ice cream. I whip up my drumstick. That will make your eyes gleam. Lick it up quick before it melts on the floor. I got it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Give me some more. Okay, you know where to find me from. May to July, I'm on the sidewalk chilling, looking all kinds of fly. Sometimes I get low, sometimes I get high. I like rainbows, sprinkles on my ice cream pie. Yeah, right. Meet me at the ice cream truck. I'll buy you an ice cream. I'll whip up my drumstick. That will make your eyes gleam. Lick it up quick before it melts on the floor. I got it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Give me some more. Okay, meet me at the ice cream truck. I'll buy you an ice cream. I can test up my luck. You can play on my team. Let's do the banana split on the dance floor. Got it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Give me some more. Okay. Relax, take it easy. Check it when you see me. I'm chilling with an iced tea. Watermelon iced tea. Relax, take it easy. Check it when you see me. I'm chilling with an iced tea. Watermelon iced tea.
God, I need an ice cream.
Oh, my. That was a...
provocative?
Very. Of course, I need more than ice cream now.
As one of the websites that we usually get stories from has said on there, there's not a Mr. Softy in the whole group.
No. Very well chiseled. Chiseled. Sorry, I was slightly distracted still.
Wipe your chin.
Boner.
Boner.
This will turn straight guys gay.
That's a very hot video.
Oh, wow.
It's a very,
very hot video. Close that out. Let's go to round two. Let me try to log out of here. Our roundtable topics. interesting one that...
I heard we have a double pillar, literally.
Yeah, later. Later.
Yeah, later.
One pillar at a time.
with a story that I first saw over on Lone Star Activist, but apparently now it's... it was also made mention in other... national news information about this from the Houston Press, their Space City blog. Gay cruising spots, 5 odd complaints from Houston customers.
This has got to be good.
We got an impassioned complaint from a guy who was arrested in an adult bookstore. He got invited into a locked booth by a nice looking guy who, unfortunately for him, turned out to be a cop. We thought the whole adult bookstore thing was dead, new rules raised, etc. But we went back to the authority on the subject, squirt.org, and found we were wrong. Not only that, but other gay cruising spots, restrooms, parks are still thriving. The regulars have some issues with these places, though. Odd issues sometimes. Here are some complaints from the squirt.org message boards.
You mean like the doors missing off the stalls?
No. Number one complaint. Bathrooms being used as bathrooms.
Heaven forbid.
I know, right?
The Home Depot in Copperfield gets a listing on this site with the bathroom, a place for working men during the day and curious husbands on the weekend, apparently. But not all is paradise. In the section for pet peeve, lots of employees taking daily dumps in there.
Yeah, you know, nothing ruins intimacy like somebody taking a crap next to you, right?
Well, you know, the passing of gas can overscure the sound of foot tapping. Number two, the decor. The Westside 24-hour video needs an extreme makeover from the site. They're trying to give this place a facelift. God almighty, who picked out those paint colors? The arcade area is so bright and tropical looking, you'll need one of those little drinks with an umbrella in it.
Oh.
Actually, it's more like one of those obnoxious Versace ties that used to be around in the 80s.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Back to the blog. I hear you. I can't see a Versace tie without thinking adult bookstore.
Okay, well.
Interesting.
Number three, homeless people. You're trying to have to be furtive illegal sex in one of the bathrooms in the tunnel systems, and only two pet peeves are the door is locked after 3 p.m. Also, you have an occasional vagrant that will stop in to wash up. Blog response. Well, at least they're clean.
Yeah, because, you know, the last thing you want to do is slip on something, you know, in the bathroom stall.
Number four, damn county workers doing their job. The Kleb Woods Nature Preserve in Tomball was apparently popular until recently, someone came through the entire park and cleared out a lot of the underbrush and the like, making privacy more difficult in the woods.
So I guess that's why you don't go there anymore?
Blog comment. Hey, George W. Bush liked to clear up brush all of the time. Was the Prairie Chapel Ranch a great cruising spot? This one here, number five, the final one on this is, you need to be a contortionist. 24-hour news and video on the far west side just doesn't realize that some dudes aren't as supple as they used to be. This was written by Pink Radio Lady. Still two booths in this arcade with holes, but they're positioned all wrong to be any good. You either have to scrunch down the lineup with one or tiptoe to reach the other. The booths in the center also have a hole, but it's small and jagged. No one uses it for more than a peephole.
Wait a minute. Pink Radio Lady? Is that Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy? Jimmy? Hey, the light finally came on. And remember,
smoking a cigarette.
Of course he is. Sucking on one, of course.
And remember, the walls to these hole booths are an inch and a half thick, so a long cock to be good ending. To be any good. And at least we think this is all pretty well understood.
It's all fun and games until you know, rip down one of those walls.
You'd know all about that, wouldn't you? Jose?
I have no idea. I plead a fifth.
Speaking of
tequila?
No, that was last week.
Speaking of cruising, we're now going to go to Bavaria.
Bavaria?
Bavaria's Porno Island set for cleanup.
Is your Porno Island?
Porno Island.
Oh, Porno Island. I'm sorry.
Sex thrill seekers have been descending on a lake area near the Bavarian town of Senden in such numbers that locals have dubbed the recreational spot Porno Island, forcing embarrassed authorities to take action. According to a report this week in the daily Sunddeutsche Zeitung,
bless you.
Residents have been complaining about the proliferation of masturbating men, empty condom packets, dumped pornographic magazines, and other detritus of hasty public lovemaking.
Oh, the joy of Germany.
Ah, yeah.
And another thing, I wouldn't call that lovemaking.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got a different definition.
Well, you know. Maybe he's making love to himself.
Who knows?
The recreational spot consisting of three lakes next to Senden, south of Ulm, is being promoted on internet forums for gay men looking for quick, anonymous sex, as well as straight couples wanting to take part in orgies, the paper reported. After a flood of complaints, sluggish local authorities have finally vowed to try and clean up the area around the three lakes. Grosser Baggersee, Kleiner Baggersee, and Waldsee. Those are the links.
did you hurt yourself on that?
are those finger links?
Possibly.
I think he hurt himself.
Well, fingers are involved anyway.
One resident complained to broadcaster Bayerischer Rundfunk that dildos, porn magazines, and used condoms and rubbish could routinely be found there. His children have even been followed by men masturbating, the resident said. Thrill seekers are apparently using the reeds in the marshy area of the lakes as cover. They lie in the reeds, said Mayor Kurt Baker, who described the lakes as a liberal leisure area. Although this has been going on for some years, authorities have not until now considered it a major problem. So far, no complaints have reached us, said Wolfgang Hoppler, the manager of public safety in the district office of Nulum.
They're using condoms. Of course they're safe.
Yeah. Come
on. Now they're being forced to act and have vowed to increase police patrols as well as re-landscaping the area. Or is that manscaping?
I think that's more.
Was a razor involved?
Yeah, no.
No, that's a different kind of tree trimming going on there.
If a razor was involved, it probably was just a.
if a razor was involved, there was probably some emos there.
I wish my lawn was emo so it would cut itself.
They said it was difficult to prove the breaches of public order because the offenders have often disappeared by the time police arrived. Mayor Baker told the paper that that action has also been difficult because the area lay on the border between Senden and neighboring Vogue.
Don't even try.
Hey, it's the first one.
You can say
vroom,
that again.
Vroom, what?
the first time the Polish guy couldn't get a German word out.
Do I think you can pronounce the German words for you, Chris?
Hey, I'm doing okay so far. Baker and his Vogrigan counterpart came together this week as counselors and police for a round table.
Hey, we're having a round table here.
They agreed to put more cops on the beat in the area and undertake landscaping works until September 2011, which will hinder access to the area. Two-thirds of the bathing areas will no longer be available. The narrow strips of undergrown land that run between the lakes could be partially cleared and turf put down.
You'd
be a lot more comfortable laying down than reeds.
Well, yeah, so, you know. Sure.
So they're implementing some landscaping to get rid of the gay people.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, good luck with that.
And because it's Germany, you know, it'll be the gay people doing the landscaping, not Mexicans. They're not going to get that far over. Bathing will be allowed in the marked-off areas of the shore of the lakes, including a spot for nudists. Whoever strays outside these areas will be subject to infringement notices, including a fine of up to 1,000 euro, regardless whether they're naked or clothed.
Wow.
Let's see. Last time I checked, it was $1.65 per euro, so that's, $1,650 bucks.
That's a chunk of change.
Yeah, it is.
Another commentator named Rolf noted there are already enough nearby spots where there was no overflow of passerbys. Mayor Baker was resigned. He said, I'm sure they'll find a new place, he told the paper.
But does that really say passerbys?
Yes.
Oh. Of course.
It's an alternate term for cruising.
Yeah. Yes.
I was referring to the, you know, grammatically correct passersby.
Yeah, we're not grammatically or politically correct or anything on this segment. I'm sorry.
No, exactly.
This is not
queer
voices. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I'm reading.
Is feeling like The View, a whole lot like it, you know.
Yeah, but we're not going to have anybody dropping F-bombs and, you know, slapping housewives around here.
And also, there's a lot less testosterone on our show.
Yeah. Yeah,
very
nice.
Yeah, I may slap Jose around a little bit, but
he'd like that.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Yeah,
that's good time.
Who's doing it?
Good time.
He likes getting slapped on the backside of his head.
apparently,
explains the bald spot.
Apparently, those nifty stories have come true.
Oh,
police investigating fraternity sex abuse case.
A fraternity or fraternity?
Fraternity.
Fraternity.
I'm sorry, I'm not wearing headphones, so.
A frat.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
College guys.
So they finally busted, what was that? Spanked by Fagga Santorum, was that it?
No,
be quiet.
Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines police are investigating a report of a sexual assault at a Drake University fraternity. Police say the case centers around pictures and a video that a male victim had found of himself being sexually abused. The victim said he found the images on his fraternity brother's computer.
He thought he was being hazed. Is that it?
No, apparently.
Oh
no, it's not even. It's not even a haze. That's the $64,000 question.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
But wait,
it's just
more.
Something that's very cruel and sickening. And I'm glad that we have made an arrest in this case, said Sergeant Lori Lavorato, Des Moines Police spokesperson. Mm-hmm. Anthony Bertoloni, 21, is charged with a third-degree felony sex abuse. Bertoloni is a member of the Sigma Chi fraternity at Drake University.
So his salami got him in trouble?
Yeah. Bertoloni! No, wrong one. A search warrant was executed on Tuesday to search Bertoloni's room. Police were investigating. We're looking for any computer systems, forensic data, and photographs in print, electronic, or digital form. They're also looking for any videotapes. Police said the videos date back to as early as last fall. The victim told police he copied images to a memory card from Bertoloni's computer, and then he called the police. The victim told police the images were Bertoloni performing sex acts on him while he was passed out.
Ah. Yeah, but was this, you know, had these acts been going on since the fall, and he just, it took him 6 months to... Of photographs and video evidence.
I guess we're somehow finally found out there's videos out there
performing the act, so he turned him in for it.
It might have been that he was actually bored with the ones he had, so he said, well, we got to put this.
The victim told police he had never been in a sexual relationship with Bertoloni, and he did not consent to the acts. The victim also told police that he doesn't remember any of what was depicted in the videos or photographs.
Maybe it's one big, recruitment drive or something.
This is something he had no knowledge of. If in the video it shows, and it was very evident that he was incoherent at the time. I feel awful for him, and it's unfortunate this happened to him. I'll give him kudos because he had a lot of courage to come forward, said the police spokesperson. The fraternity has kicked the guy out, Bertoloni. Chapter advisor has even kicked him out of the house. He's out of the fraternity, out of the house. They're going to be investigating it on that. The police investigation is continuing on. Apparently, though, he will be back in the... Bertoloni was not kicked out of school yet. He will be a senior next year.
Joy.
They should kick his butt out of school.
And then the guy that this happened to...
Mm-hmm.
Should really think about never drinking again.
and the twisted part is this.
If you're unconscious enough for somebody to do that kind of stuff to you, you've had way too many. You're past.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought you were talking about this population again.
You do. Then I'm definitely going to be unhappy.
That's like half of Grindr, isn't it?
Oh. Okay, hold on. But wait, there's more. The top of this news article, there's one of those little ads by Google thing, so it suggests some links for us. And this is it has this thing where you can click on for child molestation cases, a molestation law firm, how to molestation, and can I molestation?
There's not an ad for artificial molestation?
No. It's one of those things of, you know, really they got to find another way to combine ads for different stories.
Or maybe not. I mean, I remember when the Anarchist Cookbook used to be, like, really way out there, and you could really get in trouble for that. You know, this goes way beyond. Like, you can't get in trouble anymore, you know?
There's a how-to site?
No.
Chris, what are you doing up to?
Copy and paste the link to Jose's email and let's move on.
Yeah. Now, I thought it was Chris that built that website, but okay.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, Jose already knows about that with all the little boys he's got coming in and out of his place.
No, I got rid of the roach problem.
We weren't talking about the roaches.
Didn't know roaches only had two legs. Anyway.
Well, depends on if they're all fours. But anyway, moving right along.
Please tell me there's something else.
We'll give you what we need to say right now is the fact that we need for people to call in at 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT and place your pledge of support here for After Hours and KPFT.
Give us money if you want to keep hearing us.
That is not going to inspire people. Thank God your mic wasn't on to hear them.
Yeah.
But we could be sitting here and we may end up talking a little bit about the Prop 8 decision. The story's been beat to death. And so we're trying to give you an idea of some other unusual stories that are out there that...
Yeah, let's talk about Proposition 9 instead.
Proposition 9?
Yeah, that's the one right after 8 where they reveal that the whole thing about 8 was insane and it's been going away. So
okay.
I'm ready then.
It seems like so.
I thought we were talking about Proposition 9 earlier with this.
So, so it's 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or go over to kpft.org. And you can place your pledge of support on there. You don't realize
the mics. Y'all don't realize your mics are not on.
Let's bring them back up in there. I've got a very serious type topic. We've got a couple of serious topics we're going to hit here, and then we'll go into our final one of our a double pillar story. Don't worry. Also coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pasale, followed by the Red Eye Special here on KPFT. If you want to find out what schedule events on KPFT, go to kpft.org. And like I said, upper left, click on the tip bucket. Upper right, click on PayPal to donate to the station. I raise this because we're talking a lot about the good side of what we're hearing, of some of the advances that we're making in our community. And this one is a really sad and weird twisted tale coming out of Africa from Namibia. And I think I got this off Rotten, thedailyrotten.com. But, you know, this is the kind of thing you can actually see happening in other locations with cross cultures coming over. And this is a little bit more to the extreme on this. Police in the north have arrested a woman in her 50s for allegedly burning and slashing two boys' private parts. According to the woman's neighbor, the boys had their private parts cut with a knife. They were also burned with firewood on the anus. The woman from the Oshale village in Ndola constituency of... I might try the region there. Allegedly tortured the two young boys as it was reported to her that they were caught in the act of sodomy. The boys were allegedly caught by the accuser's sister, who later informed the accused about the alleged sodomy. According to one source, one of the boys is the accused's son, while the other boy is a neighbor. When the accused learned about the alleged sodomy, she allegedly informed the other family members of the house to help her catch the boys because she wanted to, quote, teach the two a lesson. When other family members refused, she decided to do everything on her own. She allegedly cut the child's tip of the penis and burned the wounds. She allegedly further inserted a piece of burning firewood into each of the boys' anuses. The police confirmed the case. Inspector Karen Schimmel of the Women and Children's Protection Unit said the woman was arrested at the hospital after police spotted the two boys, aged 7 and 8, being treated for burns on their buttocks.
A match and lighter fluid comes to mind. Sorry.
Well, you know, I have to say this, though, that they were left alive in this particular case. Yeah. And, you know, in a lot of other parts of that region, don't...
It gets a little
bit more violent about it.
There's more. There's more.
Yeah. The police said the mother of the other child brought the children to the hospital and was questioned by police. She confirmed the accused was responsible for the injuries sustained by the boys. The neighbor then laid charges down with the police at the hospital. The accused handed herself over to the police the day after the case was opened. She appeared in court, but then the complainant withdrew the case. They don't know why she withdrew the case. All we know is that the case was withdrawn from court. But you're talking about someone, a woman, who tortured her 7 or 8 year old son
and her neighbor's board son
because.
And she didn't even catch him in the act herself. She just heard about it, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it was hearsay.
Her sister said she caught them.
Her sister said she caught them.
There's also the whole thing about the kids sitting still long enough to get the firewood, like, inserted in. Into their anuses.
It sounds like she must have had help on that, or, you know.
Well, she did it by herself, according to what it said. Yeah. I just can't imagine.
But the fact of...
Unless she was holding him down or something.
It could be when you're that age, you know.
They're 7 years old.
You're afraid enough of an adult.
Or you respect them.
You're going to stay right where you're at.
Or, you know, after they were cut, they went into a basic shock and couldn't react anything past that.
That's possible, too. If she cut them... Because there's a lot of nerve endings.
Yeah, and so, I mean, the kids could have been basically in shock from this attack.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we do hear of stories of people who, you know, have been caught in situations of where they were actually caught in the act of that and had reactions where people have been killed on this. And you're having someone who's, you know, this woman tortured her child, her 7-year-old child, because she heard that he might have been fooling around with another kid. And that comes in this other story. story about where it's illegal to be gay. We always talk about how many advances we've made.
And there's still a lot further to go.
There are more than 70 countries where it is illegal to be gay. A comprehensive study of global lesbian, bisexual, and gay rights seen by The Independent on Sunday revealed a brutal and, in many instances, fatal price people pay around the globe for their sexuality. The research was conducted by the charity network International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association. It shows that 76 countries still prosecute people on the grounds of their sexual orientation. 7 of those punish same-sex acts with death. On a global scale, the nations are doing something positive for gay rights are dwarfed by those behaving negatively. While 75 countries will imprison you if you're gay, only 53 have anti-discrimination laws that apply to sexuality. Only 26 countries recognize same-sex unions. Rights for gay people in Africa don't seem to be improving at all. In fact, many countries are seeing the opposite. ILGA study of global gay rights shows that elsewhere, admitting to being gay is still a matter of life or death. In much of Africa, the past decade has seen the lives of gay people gone from bad to worse. The report says more than 50% of African states have taken action to criminalize homosexuality, and religious homophobia is rife.
Well, didn't we have an incident a few months ago, where they were actually proposing a death sentence? Or something, the evangelists were pushing this over there in Africa.
Yeah.
And then they withdrew their support.
Zimbabwe,
okay. Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago that we actually even here in this nation had our advancements, with the Walker case, right?
Lawrence v. Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. You know, we story recently of a 19-year-old in Iran who's about to be hung for having engaging in gay sex 3 years ago, but it's later been shown that he did not engage in the sex, but they're still going to hang him.
Well, and also in Iran, it's perfectly okay to be transgendered.
Yeah.
But it is not okay to be a homosexual. Somehow transgendered falls outside the...
That's because of the practice years and years and years ago of eunuchism.
Right.
Yeah, that's
okay, and they just consider that an extension of that.
I
have avoided comments on this subject about death because it gets really close to religion, and I don't want to go into the religion aspect because...
Well, it's funny, in India it has the same kind of connotation where it's there's an entire sect of Hindus that are, I guess, castrated males who then dress as women and become nuns, and their blessings are, you know, really, I guess, very, very powerful. Yeah, they're
once
just,
upon
they're,
a time, though,
you know,
they were considered like a, you know, sacred, and somewhere along the line, you know, when almost like during the times when Eastern culture, you know, when the West and the East kind of clashed, it started to become, they were the freaks of society. But people are still, nowadays, it's like if you don't like treat them well, it's like a fear of being cursed or something. So
yeah.
It's I saw a report on that once, and they kind of went from being kind of respected for who they were to being more respected out of fear of them.
Oh, you're talking.
And then treated.
Nothing like a good curse to fix the whole problem.
Yeah.
That's
the
what
whole
we should
thing.
Do. We should figure out some anti-gay cursing, you know.
I'd get everybody in on it.
I don't know.
If you're anti-gay, maybe, you know, your toenails fall off.
Ew.
That would be, yeah, that would do it.
I'm sure the foot fetishes wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do one thing with Prop 8 here, and then we'll go to our pillar story on here. Once again, we're going to go.
Speaking of cursing.
We're going to go to our one of our favorite special correspondents that we like to go with on some of these topics.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
So let's have Stephen Colbert explain how the straight community can take care of what's going on with this. Take it away, Stephen. Hopefully it's going to work right for us the first time.
Okay. Hello, gay America. Did you know that you were gay? Because you are. You're certainly a whole lot gayer than we were yesterday. And I think we all know who to blame. Jim?
A federal judge has overturned the ban on same-sex marriage in California.
This judge has proved the case for gay marriage is ultimately rooted in a rejection of common sense.
The judge has dealt a terrible blow to natural marriage, the voters' rights, the Constitution, and this republic we call the United States of America.
Folks, it's Armageddon. And who knows what tastefully arranged destruction awaits us. And surprise, surprise, everybody, guess what we've just learned about Judge Walker.
The latest salvo in the war over gay marriage was fired by federal judge Vaughn R. Walker, a Republican appointee who is also openly gay.
He's gay. A case that affects gay people being decided by a gay guy. Why don't we just let cases about endangered species be decided by a manatee? Judge Walker's big gay bias is all over this decision. He even signed it gay. It is so ordered. I don't know about this guy. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. Gay people are perfectly capable of serving as judges. They do a wonderful job on Project Runway. But Judge Walker isn't merely gay. As Notre Dame law professor and Fox News contributor Gerald Bradley points out, he's in a stable same-sex relationship and might wish or expect to wed if same-sex marriage became legal. A stable relationship? What happened to traditional gay values? You know, hot, sweaty, rock-hard men slapping against each other in a dark room to a pulsing beat. No names. You know, like the illustration in Webster's. Folks, and on top of everything else, it is so clear this decision is bad for our children. The Family Research Council's Tony Perkins knows just what I'm talking about.
Social science shows that children do best with a mother and a father. Not two adults, not three adults, not four adults.
That's right. You can't raise kids with four adults. So thanks for the help, Grandma and Grandpa, but you're totally gay. Worst of all, Judge Walker claims, quote, the evidence shows that by every available metric, opposite-sex couples are not better than their same-sex counterparts. How typical of him to use the metric system. The gayest way to measure things. Notwithstanding the fine work they do over at Inches magazine. It's as if with that last statement that the judge is saying that there's no such thing as gay marriage. There's only marriage. And gay people have the same right to it as anyone else. Which, frankly, makes the whole idea of getting married seem kind of gay. The point is, gay people are ruining our marriages, so we've got to ruin their marriages right back. But before I reveal how we do it, hey, gay viewers. You might want to change the channel to TLC. I hear the cake boss is attempting a mermaid. See you later. Okay, they're gone. Here's how we'll stop the gays from marrying, okay? Step one,
I want all of my straight male viewers to start hanging around in gay bars. Make friends with a gay man. Now you're going to be spending a lot of time together. So you're going to want to find one that you really click with. Okay? It might seem like all the best ones are taken, but don't get depressed. He's out there. You'll know him when you meet him. Step two, make him fall in love with you. Step three, move to California. Get a cozy little cottage in Venice Beach. Maybe open an upscale dog grooming boutique. You're good with business, and Jonathan is amazing with animals. You meet his parents. He introduces you as his roommate. Tension. Really, Jonathan? It's been 2 years. You have a fight. He apologizes, tells his parents, and they're not surprised. And they just want what's best for the both of you. Step four. You're wine tasting in Sonoma. You stop at this great little antique place. Hide a ring inside the roll-top credenza he's been eyeing for weeks. He opens it. Bam! You drop to a knee and ask him to make you the luckiest man on earth. He says, of course, because you're a catch. Step five. Stall. Do not set a date. Say you just want to wait till you're financially stable. Say you can't honeymoon in Bali in the summer because it's monsoon season. Say anything. Just drag it out. Before you know it, 6 years have passed. You're not getting any younger. He's threatening to leave. You say, fine, Jonathan. November 2nd in Big Sur. The day is perfect. It's on the beach. White linen casual, no shoes. Cupcakes instead of a cake, that's fun. You let his cousin play the oboe. He's not that good, but it means the world to him. And as the sun is setting over the Pacific and you've recited your handwritten vows, the rabbi asks, if you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband, and you look into his eyes and say, no way, I am not gay. Yeah. So all that sex we had was straight sex. It will destroy him. He will forever be embittered against the idea of marriage. Then, your trap sprung, you turn on your heel, march right back up that aisle, past your loved ones, secure in the knowledge that he will never... that he will never be married to anyone. Certainly not you. And you can't forget the look on his beautiful face when you told him. His eyes were like two dead birds. Oh, God. There's only one person right now who could comfort him, and that's you. But he will never talk to you again. And neither will his amazing mother, Janet. What a pill. On Valentine's Day, she sent him a bouquet of acorns. She loves him so much. What have I done? Save marriage, that's what. Well done. And we've got to, because those people don't love each other like we do. Okay, once your job is well done, you go find yourself a nice girl. Maybe one of those Russian mail-order brides. That's still legal, right? Okay.
Thank you to our special correspondent, Stephen Colbert.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Stephen. You know, I was expecting him to start the whole, oh, Joffrey thing, you know. Eyes to the back of the room. If you've never seen Strangers with Candy.
But now, that was our little Prop 8 moment we did. Now it's time for our pillar.
Let him get to it.
This is going to sound like deja vu. It's another double feature of two of the three pillars of our roundtable. As listeners to our show for any time, knows the pillars of our roundtable discussion are hypocrisy, bestiality, and how did that get up there? And we covered a similar story several months ago.
Yes.
From China. And apparently, China's where it's at. Ladies and gentlemen, the story is entitled, Man Feeling Blue After Op.
Feeling?
Yeah. F-eel-ing.
Oh, God.
A fishmonger has told how he nearly died after he slipped into a tank of eels and one shot straight up his bum.
Oh my God.
Horrified, Li Chang, 43, who suffered severe internal injuries, had been sitting on the edge of a tank in his warehouse in southern China, where the eels were waiting to be cooked. But he slipped off his perch into the giant tank filled with hundreds of the writhing creatures. Chang said, I guess they were scared when I suddenly landed in the tank, so they started wriggling everywhere. Several shot up my trouser leg, and then to my horror, I felt one go up my bottom. Incredibly, Chang was too embarrassed that he carried on working. He said, I didn't say anything at first when I climbed out. I was too embarrassed. I dried myself off and tried to carry on working, but it was just too painful.
Wait. Let's just pause for a moment. So he was walking around with this thing up inside him.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And
continuing to do his work.
Yeah.
Continuing to do his work the entire time.
Yes.
As a good communist, he had to keep the collective working.
Giving those static fingertip shocks to all of his coworkers.
No, not that kind of eel. It wasn't an electric
I'm sure.
eel. It was probably freshwater eel.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, guys,
but
freshwater eel.
There's still
eel.
More.
We know.
There's yes.
Oh, there's more to the story.
There's only 3 minutes left.
Go.
Let us finish our story.
Colleagues dialed emergency services when Chang eventually collapsed in agony. Astonished medics carried out a five-hour operation to remove the eel and repair the severe internal trauma caused by it thrashing about. A hospital spokesman said the eel had badly injured the patient. If he had not arrived when he did, he would have died. We expected him to make a full recovery, though. Oh, the other story we covered, the man did not.
The guy didn't survive in the last story we covered.
Now, this is going to cover the topic that Doug was going to bring up. The eel was as wide as two fingers and as long as a man's arm.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, you're making a funny kind of shape there with your...
Is that better? Does that make you more comfortable?
That looks like someone I saw at Ripcord once.
Where's that studio camera?
Quickly on this, some of the comments. It took an hour to remove the eel and 2 hours to get the smile off his face.
Oh my God!
Fell in my arse. Sounds fishy to me.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Okay.
So this is the second thing. Now, the other story we had from China was a story where a chef had passed out drunk and one of his friends
thought it would be cute to
shove one up there and eventually ate enough away that he died.
Ooh.
From...
Yeah, if the guy had lived, he might have re-examined who he calls his friends.
Yeah, really.
Well, yeah, he's...
slippery little creatures, aren't they?
And it goes to prove with friends like that, you don't need enemies.
This sounds like someone who was, works on one of the shows on here. The poor eel will need psychiatric help for the rest of his life.
The problem was it was getting darker, but there was no light at the end of the tunnel.
We're coming to the end of our show. This is your last chance of calling in your pleasure support here at 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. You can get in contact with us after hours at kpft.org. Facemail is after facemail.
Good Lord. Try again, Chris.
What you were doing earlier.
You can find us on Facebook at After Hours.
After Hours KPFT.
No, just After Hours.
After Hours?
Facebook.com/After Hours.
Just find Jimmy Carper and, pass a note through the glory hole and he'll give you the link.
Oh.
We're on there.
Or you can write us at?
Write us at 419, After Hours Care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Lovett, L-O-V-E-T-T, Love, T-T.
Houston, Texas, 77.06.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
Stories, ideas, pen pal requests, love mail, hate mail.
Dirty pictures.
You've been listening to KPFT, Houston, 90.1.